Well, we just did 15 minutes with Lord Christopher Monckton, and I appreciate Jaber Griffin happily letting him cut into his time. Jaber Griffin will be with us another 40 minutes. Then we have another guest from Copenhagen, Denmark, joining us, Tom Harris, engineer, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition, a massive scientific group set up to counter the lies of the UN and the IPCC. But T-minus 40 minutes with Jaber Griffin. Very exciting to hear from Lord Monckton about the victories we're having against the globalists. And now, new world orders admitted everywhere. Global governments admitted. It's admitted the IMF, private secretive World Bank, are to keep the money. I mean, this is a rout of these criminals.
Yeah. This message from Lord Monckton is most inspiring to me. It isn't often that, you know, you can look at the daily news and come up with something that makes you feel good. And I really enjoyed that. And I feel like doubling the effort today. He's quite a warrior, isn't he? And I don't know why I've never heard of him until recently. I guess he's been doing that job over on the other side for quite a while.
He's always been traveling around. It's just that it finally hit. The internet age is here.
Yes.
And plus, he was excusing of being frauds 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But quickly, before we get into meat and potatoes, you also have an event at Brave New Books tonight, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's just kind of a preview to the seminar on Saturday. Also, I'll be answering a lot of questions. Hope I'll be answering the questions anyway. I'll be getting a lot of them, I know. My intent is to do an update on The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the title of the book on the Federal Reserve System, and put it into focus in terms of what's happening today in the economy. People want to know, how did the Federal Reserve do this? And what are they still doing? What are the plans for the future? I'll be talking about that tonight.
And that's at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
And that's down on Guadalupe Street at bravenewbooks.com. Or people can find out all the details at one of your great websites.
It'll be realityzone.com.
And find out about the hotel event and how to get tickets to that for Saturday.
Yeah, that would be great.
It is not too late, folks, to get into that.
Right. We expect a good crowd. So the earlier the reservation is made, the better off it'll be.
Yeah. And you're powerful on the stage. I mean, you're powerful in person, too, on my second time having you in studio. But you're really powerful up there giving a speech.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing it. And I have a message that I feel very passionate about. So I guess I just worry about the message and forget about the speech.
You know, every time you're on, I get all these emails from women who just love your voice.
Oh, really? Why don't they send me the emails? That's the way it works.
I don't. Oh, my goodness. Getting into banking, 311 co-sponsors. It's passed the House committee. It looks like it's going to pass the House. The Senate may block it, but that's putting off the inevitable. People have finally gone past the left and right, the two parties, to the real power structure, the bankers, that you've been fighting for 40 years.
Right. Now, you're talking about the proposed bill to audit the Fed.
Yes.
I presume. Yeah. I'd like to comment on that. I support that, of course, but I have some misgivings, which I'll mention for a moment. And then come back to my support statement. When I wrote the book, it was published in 1994, I had a little paragraph or two about the audit the Fed bill, which in those days was routinely sponsored by Congressman Gonzalez. And I commented then, I said, you know, we don't need to audit the Fed. What we need to do is abolish the Fed. And I complained then, I predicted then, that if we ever had a serious move to audit the Fed, that it probably would be an instrument by which politicians would make a big grandstand. They would say, we're going to do something about this Federal Reserve. We're going to audit the Fed. But in fact, if they did an audit, I think they'll find that, for the most part, the Fed's not doing anything illegal.
It's a holding company.
It's a holding company. It's a cartel. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And it would drag on for a couple of years while people had the false impression that something was being
done. Your attack is on the institution and the system itself.
The system itself. And so I said, you know, do we need to audit the mafia? No. We need to get rid of the mafia if we could. And I feel the same thing is true with the Federal Reserve.
But it has been audits that brought down Al Capone. And that's Ron Paul's view, is it will put it out there. His fight against them is identifying them as the enemy. Some polls show 81% of Americans want to abolish it.
Yeah. Well, now I come back to my opening.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Come back with your positive point.
Yes.
And then let's get more into Man Bear Pig.
Yeah.
Do you know about the Man Bear Pig?
No, tell me.
I'll tell you about Al Gore and the Man Bear Pig when we get back. G. Edward Griffin is our guest in studio. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, baby!
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
No, G. Edward, the Man Bear Pig is a South Park episode where they make fun of Al Gore for fear-mongering. And he says there's a mythical creature in the woods that's going to kill the town if they don't give him a bunch of money. And it's a half-man, half-bear, half-pig, which, of course, is 150%. And it's just totally ridiculous. Later we'll play a clip of that, and we can find it on YouTube or elsewhere. But getting into the positive part about auditing the Fed.
Yeah, I think it's a very positive thing because for the first time, people are hearing about the Federal Reserve, and they're hearing about it in a way that causes them to think that maybe something's wrong. You know, most people have never given a thought to this institution, and then when they do think about it, they think it's a great government agency of some kind. So now they're hearing audit the Fed. What does that mean? Why does someone want to audit the Fed? So the reason I support it is because it's causing millions of Americans to realize that there is something fishy with the Federal Reserve system, and that's a big step forward.
I want to get back into the Federal Reserve, but obviously the big issue is the public announcement of world government, the public announcement that it is to be funded by taxes on everything, a UN directorate over energy taxation, 2% tax off the top of all countries' GDP, a police grid over all air traffic, taxes on that, taxes on food, taxes on fuel. Why do you think they're moving, throwing everything at us at once, A, and B, are they accelerating their program because they're behind?
Well, two questions. I think that the reason they're throwing everything at us at once now is because we're coming very close to the finish line. I mean, there isn't much more to do, and they're just trying to tie it all up as quickly as possible, certainly within the next 10 years, I would say. So it's come time to button everything down, and you can't kid about it anymore when you're trying to tie everything down. You have to call it exactly what it is. I don't know if they're accelerating their program or whether it's just like a natural phenomenon. When a candle burns brightly, it means it's about ready to burn out, you know. So I think it's accelerated, but whether they've planned it to be that way or not, I wouldn't have any way of knowing.
But why would they go from admitting that they're doing, denying what they were doing to admitting what they're doing? I mean, doesn't that hurt them to say there's no world government, there's no carbon tax plan just 2-3 years ago to, yeah, there's a world government, it's going to save Africans by cutting off their power?
Well, I think the answer to that, Alex, is that if they had said, yes, we're building world government, they'd said that 3, 4, 5 years ago, people would have been shocked, they would have been outraged, they would have said, who wants world government? But now there is enough crisis going on in the world. People are frightened of so many things that now they can say, yeah, there's world government, and it's the solution to all of your problems, everybody. So see how fortunate you are that we've got this masterful plan to save you? So I think now they're talking about world government because finally they can present it as a so-called solution to all of the problems that are infecting the planet.
And in the Copenhagen Climate Summit in disarray after Danish text leak of the official treaty that they want to get people to sign, they didn't mean to bring this out until the last few days, get the third world all thinking they were going to get to loot the West because they're playing groups off against each other. And now they find out, oh, the IMF and World Bank will have all the power, not the UN. And this tax money will be doled out to you if you reduce your population and set up a global one-child policy. So everything is coming out in the open. People would laugh at Endgame 3 years ago. They're not laughing now. And so the IMF, World Bank, these are arms of the same private central banking system that we live under.
That's right. That has always been the source of the ultimate power. Certainly here in the United States, people are beginning to finally to understand that the power is with the banks, not with the government. That the government supposedly was to control the banks, but we can see in the recent events in Washington when all of this money is created out of nothing and it goes to the banks and the congressmen dutifully vote for it without even understanding what the bills are. They never ask any questions. They never even read the bills. They just dutifully vote for it. I think anybody can see now that it's the banks that are running the show and not the government. So there will be no difference at the international level. It is coming out in the open that the IMF and the World Bank will be the center of authority and power.
But the banks want to create a new global government structure because there's no Bill of Rights, there's no Constitution, there's no Declaration of Independence. It's just pure, even the Guardian admits, secret world government run by private corporate interests. It actually says that in the text, and now the London Guardian is talking like G. Edward Griffin. This is incredible.
Yes, it is. Well, the fact of the matter is they do have documents that appear like they're the Bill of Rights. I mean, they do have the Covenant on Human Rights that's published there at the United Nations. They have conferences on
the United Nations Unanimous Declaration on Human Rights.
Yes.
30 points, but in 29 and 30, all the rights given are privileges the UN can revoke.
Yes, and you don't have to wait till you get to the 29th and the 30th one. Every one of them along the way says, for example, everyone has the right to freedom of speech, except as may be provided for by law. Everyone has the right to employment or the right to travel. Everyone has the right to freedom of religion. Everyone has, you know, all these rights. But in every condition and every provision, they say except as may be provided for by law, which means you've got these rights until they pass a law and take them away from you, which means you never had them in the first place.
Well said. On the subject of the private Federal Reserve, the holding company, the private banks that own and control it, they have stolen trillions of dollars. They won't say where it's gone. How do you see this unfolding?
That's a tough question. I'm taking a moment to think about it because I don't think the mechanisms are in place right now for the will of the people to have much effect. The government of the United States is firmly in the hands of collectivists who are beholden to this financial global power. And they care what the American voters think, but not as much as you might suspect that they do. They don't care so much about people who write them letters as they do about people who write them checks. And so I think when the public becomes upset by this and starts to demand change, as they're now doing, the politicians are maneuvering and thinking not in terms of how we're going to bring about the change, but how we continue doing exactly what we have been doing, and to shut the public out of the debate and to just proceed in spite of the public opposition and concern. So to answer your question, I see an increasing pressure for genuine rebellion in this country, which scares the dickens out of me, because I don't think that would be a good thing.
And we've seen the elite preparing for that.
Preparing for it, and I think hoping for it, because they know that if there is widespread civil violence, that will be the excuse they really want in order to clamp down with martial law.
That's why they've got NORTHCOM in place.
Exactly, yeah. So I worry a lot about that. But you asked me the question, where do I think it's going? I think that's probably where it's going to go, and I hope we can reach enough people soon enough to prevent that from happening.
Obviously, educating people is a big part of the solution, and we're doing that. But at the same time, as you said, running for city council, county commissioner, school board, we need to start getting into the power structure at the grassroots and start moving into the federal government as well. The globalists have the long view. That's why they've been successful. We need to have the long view. Speak to that, and Freedom Force International.
Oh, thanks for that, Alex. That is the mantra that I have been preaching for so many years. Most Americans have a very short attention span, and they have a very short view of the future. And even those who are greatly concerned about what's happening in America today want a solution that they think will happen within the next election. Can we do it by the next election? And if we can't do it in the next election, they're not interested. Well, I'm here to say it's not going to happen in the next election, or probably not even the one after that.
Because they give us a Bush, they give us an Obama, same policies, different rhetoric, and just the rope-a-dope continues.
As long as we're committed to this scam between the Republican and the Democrat Party, which appears to be offering people a choice when in fact it's not. It's a rigged wrestling match. As long as people buy into that Republican-Democrat nonsense, there is no hope of changing the system. So that's where education comes in, and it's also where the Freedom Force strategy comes in, where we want people who are aware of this to go into government, to try and become influential in their own government, instead of just standing on the outside of the halls of power, looking in and writing letters of complaint and petition. We want them to organize and to run for office.
And then even if they're in low positions, they will gather support by the grassroots, be propelled into higher positions. They can leak documents. They can whistleblow.
Exactly,
they can bully pulpit.
Yeah.
They can sabotage globalist operations.
You have to be on the inside. I think it's the only solution. It's how our collectivist enemies took over this country. They didn't attack from the outside. They didn't send soldiers in wearing uniforms of a different color and different insignia. They didn't use bombs and bayonets. They took over the power centers of society one by one from right inside the country. And that's the only way we can reverse
Cicero, one of the Roman historians, talked about the enemy at the gates with their flag openly is not the threat. It's the enemy from within.
Yes, so true.
But we are the cure from within.
Yeah, the cure is from within, too. So that's what Freedom Force is all about. We have the long view of history. We think that this can be turned around, but not by the next election. So it's a kind of a pessimistic view and an optimistic view at the same time. It's pessimistic in the sense that we'd all like to see a return to normalcy and prosperity and safety and all of that. We'd like to see that happen real fast, but it's not going to happen real fast. But the optimistic point is that if we lay the foundation today, if we get people to understand the basic principles of freedom, and if we get them organized and networked together so they can go into the power centers of society, including the political parties, but also the church organizations, the schools.
That's what FEMA's doing. They're doing what we should be doing, quietly taking over. The UN document came out last week where over a decade ago they took over the public schools locally, brainwashing the kids. But it's not pessimistic. It's honest. What's pessimistic is people wanting an instant solution, silver bullet.
Yeah.
It's got to happen today. No, resistance is victory. The truth is victory. Taking action. I've been doing this 14 years. You've been doing this 40 plus years. And just the process of like a woodpecker, always attacking, always educating, always resisting. Over time, it builds an exponential force that is unstoppable. But people like, well, I went out and protested once, or I went to city council once, or I tried to run and didn't win once. Well, so did Ron Paul. It's all a process, and we have to realize that they're trying to bend our will. We've got to push and bend right back, because it's when you don't give up and keep pushing that you're an unstoppable force. G. Edward Griffin, stay with us. We'll be right
back. Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
We've got this segment and part of the next, and then we've got a guest joining us from Copenhagen in the last 20 minutes of this transmission. G. Edward Griffin is in studio with us. He's going to be speaking at Brave New Books tonight in Austin, Texas at 7 p.m. And then at the Courtyard Austin Downtown Convention Center, 300 East 4th Street, Austin, Texas, 78701, 512-236-8008. Saturday, December 12th, the registration begins at 8:30 a.m. because you don't need to go through the registration. You can come at 8:30 for coffee and pastries or get there at 9:30 as Mr. Griffin starts his presentation at 9:45. Don't want to miss that Saturday in Austin, Texas. Okay, we're getting in a long view of history. I think these victories against the Federal Reserve, though, exposing them, their polling numbers going down to less than 20%, the environmentalists being unmasked as private corporate takeover artists, all of this is showing the people, though, that we can have victory. I mean, I'm seeing the morale go up. You know, being a public figure, I get off airplanes in Latin America, Canada, towns all over the U.S., and literally cars stop as I walk down the street, people everywhere, and I'm just one guy, and it's getting insane. I mean, it's like I've got a major sitcom on television or something. I mean, I'll be out with Charlie Sheen on the streets of Los Angeles, and people running up to him, they're running up to me. It's happening. I mean, really, that's a sonar ping that it's bigger than we think, G. Edward.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that. And, of course, the theme that I focus on is that the long view of history is very, very comforting, at least to someone at my age. I don't know, a younger person. I remember when I was a lot younger, I was in a bigger hurry than I am now. But it's comforting to know that you and I are putting in place principles and organizational structures and strategies that cannot be stamped out. I don't care how strong the engines of tyranny are. They cannot overpower the force of the knowledge and the principles that we're building right now. And that is going to it's going to build through the next generation, and I think the following generation after that. It sounds like a far distance down the road, but it's not that far. I think we're going to see this whole thing turn around within that length of period. And that's very comforting. I can go to bed at night and really sleep well thinking that I have a part.
But they are racing to put the technocracy in place, but that we told the truth, had a testament of who the bad guys were and what liberty could be. Those seeds, billions of them have been planted, millions have sprouted, but tyranny's almost like water and sunlight to liberty. When it comes in, for every action, there's an equal reaction.
I agree with that. And that, I guess we should say it's fortunate that we live in these tumultuous times, even though it may be rather hectic for us. Still, if we didn't have all the problems we have today, people would still be asleep. They wouldn't be thinking about the ingredients of freedom. They wouldn't be thinking about what it takes to be free. They wouldn't be thinking about our heritage. They wouldn't be thinking about economic issues.
That there was a choice, another option.
Yeah, because everything was comfortable. Everything was easy, you know? So if we want to put in place something that's going to have this long view, we need a lot of help, a lot of support. That means we need to wake up a lot of people. So in that sense, this growing tyranny is our ally. But we still have to stamp it out. We're not going to let it grow, that's for sure.
And we have to make sure the enemy doesn't plant counterfeits out there to misdirect people. The globalists are masters of creating infighting with people that don't like the system. And we need to really not spend time on that.
That's right. Yeah, we know that they're doing that. That's a favorite strategy, and we've seen it all throughout history. I know a little bit about the Federal Reserve System, and the first time I came across that strategy in the economic field was in the evolution and the origin of the Federal Reserve. The very people that conceived the Federal Reserve, then having got it proposed and an actual bill going before Congress, then they started to lead the opposition against it. In such a way that it was bound to fail. You see what I'm saying? If you lead your own opposition, then you can make sure that it will fail.
Well, there was more to the trick, and I know this, but why don't you elaborate? They came out and acted like they were the bankers and said, we don't want this. Yeah. Please don't throw me in the briar patch.
Right. Yeah, they said this Federal Reserve bill is not good for business. It's not good for America. But they did this as bankers. And they knew that when that story got into the news, people would say, hey, Maude, look at this. These big bankers don't like this Federal Reserve system very much. Must be a good bill. You know, they knew that that would be the reaction of the average person. So they're clever. They're smart. They didn't get to be in the positions of power that they are by being stupid. But we, on the other hand, can't be stupid either. We must understand that people do that. They do provide false leadership. They do present false images out there just deliberately to trick the mind of the average.
Absolutely. Stay there. Final segment straight
We're
ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Tom Harris joining us in about 8 minutes. He's there at the Copenhagen World Government Summit. I tell you, all this mainstream media that's still trying to say there's no world government, they look really stupid. As the UN and others openly announce it, they haven't quite gotten their propaganda together. I think it's great. But G. Edward, in the last 6-7 minutes we have with you, I want to give you the floor. We were talking during the break. You said it is really coming to a head. And I agree with the long view of history. They're not going to give up overnight, but I've given the analogy of ClimateGate being the Death Star plans getting out, and now with their whole program in disarray, the Death Star is blown up. But there's still Imperial Star Destroyers. The Empire's still occupying all our systems. They're still in all our nations. But it's shown the rebellion that if we can blow up one of their biggest operations in the info war, we can destroy these people. We can defeat them with the truth.
That's so true, and what can I add to that, except that the thought that's always on my mind is it's relatively easy for people to know what they don't want. We can see this growing tyranny. We can see the lies. We can see the deceit. We can see the increasing taxes. We can see the devastation of our purchasing power of our monetary unit. We can see the dumbing down of the kids in school. We can see all of these things, and we know we don't want that. And so it's easy, relatively easy, to get people networked together and organized together. We're going to fight this. We're going to bring these people down. I long to hear people talk about what are we going to replace it with. I want to hear more.
Congress controlling our currency, cutting down the size of government, getting state sovereignty, getting rid of the government-run public schools, not making the superheroes be sports people or actors, but being inventors again, getting back to a Renaissance society.
Exactly. And also even deeper than that, we could go and talk about political principles. What is the proper function of the state? What is the ideal system? Where did our system go wrong, or did it go wrong? These are the things that I want to hear more in the debate, and I recognize you have to mobilize people on the flashpoint, the anger point. You know, this is what they don't like, but I'm the reason I created Freedom Force, as you so well know, is because I wanted people to think about the political and ideological principles, the things that we should be building into the system after we recapture control of it, and we have a chance to create a better system. What will it be? What would it look like, you see? And I always want people to learn and think about the differences between collectivism and individualism. I want to hear those words used more often.
And we've got to educate people the horrors of collectivism. We know this animal kills people, enslaves people. It misery and pain is its children.
Yes, and what I want to see is for people to recognize that this is the same animal, whether it is in Nazi Germany or Red China, even today, or in Cuba, if it's growing in the United States. It's just the same animal. So that's what I want to have people think about. What is collectivism? And because once you understand the principles of collectivism, you will not tolerate its growth even in your own country. So, yes, I'm optimistic about this rising tide of resistance to the growing tyranny. But now I think it's time for us to really focus on having people recognize on the positive things we want to replace it with.
And Freedom Force International does that. Give us your family of websites.
Yeah, it is a family of websites. The Freedom Force website is where we call it the think tank of our little world. And that's freedomforceinternational.org. A lot of material there to read and study. The commercial site is Reality Zone. That's where people can buy our audios and our videos and our books. And that's realityzone.com. And of course, we invite everybody to take our free weekly newsletter. And that's called The Unfiltered News. And they can get that simply by going to Reality Zone on the landing page. And there's they can see
A lot of great material. You've been fighting this collectivist takeover for more than 40 years. You're speaking tonight at Brave New Books in Austin and Saturday at the Courtyard Austin downtown, 9:45 in the morning. People should get there earlier than that, though. G. Edward Griffin, thank you for coming into studio with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be here. Keep it up.
I'll try. You keep it up, too. You're a real tiger in the fight for liberty. Had Lord Monckton on today. You've been in studio. This has been amazing. Thank you, G. Edward Griffin.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely honored here today to have Engineer Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, a massive scientific group set up to counter the IPCC science fraud that's been proven to be a premeditated fraud. We don't just have the ClimateGate documents. We have the UN documents last week where they've been organizing the fraud together. And he is in Copenhagen right now putting on their own conference. The website is copenhagenclimatechange.org or climatescienceinternational.org. And for the last 22 minutes of this radio transmission from Copenhagen, Tom Harris joins us. Tom, thank you for spending time today.
Yeah, that's great, Alan.
So much is going on. In a nutshell, tell us about your group, your take on ClimateGate, the text of the Danish text of the treaty, where the Third World will actually have to make more cuts than the West, devastating them. Lord Monckton talked about the millions that will kill a year. Just look what the ethanol scam has done, and where you think this conference is going in light of all this evidence of fraud coming out.
Yeah, well, to start out with, the International Climate Science Coalition is the nonprofit group of scientists who were not able to get into most of the UN activities. Some of them actually were, but they disagreed with the UN. We have with us about 60 scientists who are our advisors, and it was decided that we should actually ask the UN for some basic data because, you know, one of the main concerns after ClimateGate was if the temperature data is corrupted, how much else is? And, you know, we hear about extreme weather events increasing and all that sort of thing, but many of these scientists are actually experts in that field, and they know that the extreme weather records were set in the 1800s and early 1900s when it comes to typhoons and hurricanes and things like that. So instead of actually making the point to the UN that they're wrong, we thought, well, look, if they're not sharing data on temperature, why can't we get them to share data on everything else? So we sent an open letter to the Secretary General of the United Nations, and it's interesting, the project actually started about a month ago, before the CRU scandal, you know, the climate gate. And at that time, you know, we were getting signature a day or something like that. But after the scandal in England, we've been swamped with signatures. We've been getting hundreds of signatures of leading scientists from around the world who are now saying, well, if that data was wrong and manipulated, we want to see all the data. So I went through the list, and, you know, some of them are leading experts, but they're not necessarily climate experts. So I pulled out 150 of them who actually are climate experts from 17 different countries who are now demanding that the data be released in a whole range of fields. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the UN do, because in some cases, like their polar bear scare, the data shows that the population has more than doubled since 1960, and that they've been around for about 70,000 years, during which time it was hotter than they're forecasting for the 21st century. So it's going to be tough for the UN to answer our challenge.
Well, absolutely. I'm sure you've been following that in New Zealand and Australia and Canada, NOAA, NASA, other universities are being caught fixing the data along with the IPCC, that the UN had this strategy, that people were already trying to get the Climate Research Center data because they were already being caught in fraud by the research. But now we know that it's premeditated. And so this is just the tip of the iceberg. As more whistleblowers come out, more scientists that were persecuted. I mean, I think it's safe to say that the beginning of the end of these charlatans has begun. Do you agree that they're starting to really bleed out?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I think that if they do start to respond to our challenge, you know, in a way it would be good because, well, I mean, from our point of view, it would be good because then we can find more of these flaws. But the fact that the UN probably won't respond to our challenge is actually an admission of guilt. Because if you think about it, this data was collected with public money. It shouldn't have been 17 years of trying to get the data before a whistleblower, who's probably the cause of this, not a leaker, hacker. It shouldn't have taken 17 years to get the basic data that was being used to generate public policy. And so I think that ClimateGate has been a great Christmas gift to us because it's shown an example of what they've suspected for years, and that is that when you look at the real data, much of the climate scare is just simply not there.
Well, I mean, you talk about polar bears. I have seen on television they're teaching children that penguins are drowning when it's an aquatic bird that can barely walk and can't fly because it's meant to swim. Polar bears, the greatest land swimming animal, routinely swim over 100 miles, have been recorded to swim over 300. They hunt on ice packs. But just 2 weeks ago, Austin News said the polar bears are all dying. They're drowning. They showed video of them floating on ice packs where they're out killing seals and beluga. The fraud of the hockey stick, the fraud of carbon dioxide simultaneously with temperature rise when it comes, as you know, hundreds of years after. I mean, everything these people say, the oceans will turn into acid rain. In the 70s, Holdren said we had to put out giant terraforming factories to double CO2 or we'd be in an ice age by 2000. I mean, the level of fraudulent quackery this is clearly the greatest scientific fraud in history. Can you comment on that and then what you're witnessing in Copenhagen?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, obviously, there were big scientific frauds in history, like thinking the Earth was flat and that 6/7 of the Earth was covered with land. There were lots of frauds, but I don't think any of them have cost the world as much as this one. I mean, this one, they're talking about literally trillions of dollars. You know, if OECD countries followed Kyoto, the cost that's estimated would be about $1 trillion a year. And that would mean that for 1 year's of Kyoto expenditure, they could actually fix the freshwater drinking problem in Africa virtually forever. And right now, there's about 5 million people a year, mostly children, who die in Africa due to bad drinking water. And that problem could be solved with 1 year's expenditure on Kyoto. So independent of, you know, your politics, one of the points we're trying to make is that this is just a bad use of money. So we're trying to expand the tent, not just for right wing or center, but we're also trying to attract left wingers, which we're slowly doing because, you know, left, right, or center, nobody wants to throw $1 trillion a year down the drain, although sometimes I wonder. But regardless, we're finding that one of the reasons we haven't been winning up to this point is because we only are attracting our traditional allies. You know, people like yourself and others who think about the issues, but also people who generally tend to be a bit right of center. But if we're going to win this debate, we have to get a lot more people on our side. We have to make allies with people ordinarily.
I agree, but I mean, the way to reach out to the left, and I'm past the left-right paradigm, I'm more of a libertarian and just a realist, is conservatively, we're talking about millions and millions of people dying a year if a fraction of these carbon cuts are made. And now we learn in the draft treaty that third world has to make close to double the cuts of the first world. I mean, even if the left, you just believe this would be a big money grab to help the third world, it has nothing to do with that. It's a, yeah. it's a insider trading carbon, derivative system brought, developed by Ken Lay. I mean, this is just a giant carnival scam.
One of the things that people forget is that there's a lot of investment firms who have invested billions of dollars. I won't mention the names because I don't want to get sued. But the bottom line is, I said to one of the carbon brokers the other day, I said, such and such a company has bought $1 billion worth of carbon credits. Now, they don't need them. They're just doing it on speculation. So they want to see the climate scare continue. And he said to me, oh, $1 billion, that's nothing. A lot of companies have invested a lot more than that. And so what you're finding is that some organizations are actually helping fund scare movies. For example, The 11th Hour by Leonardo DiCaprio, which is like a super Al Gore film. It's even more exaggerated. That's actually being funded in part by Swiss Re, which are one of the world's largest insurance companies. And you have to say, well, why would they fund the climate scare video? Well, of course, the answer is obvious. If people think that there's massive climate problems coming, they're going to buy more insurance. They can raise the premiums. And so what you're seeing is an enormous vested interest in actually keeping the scare alive. And that's a scary thing, because how long can the scare continue if the data is wrong? Well, it might continue for quite a long time if there's enough people funding it. And that's basically what it comes down to, I think, is that there is billions to be made, even, you know, as some people say, hundreds of billions, if, in fact, the scare continues. So scientists laugh, you know, at the conference that we organized or helped organize. They said, how long does it have to cool before politicians stop calling it global warming? Well, actually, it might cool for a long time, and that's what many of the scientists are saying, but the scare may continue anyways because there's so much money behind it.
That's a good question. You're talking to a lot of top, real, non-political climatologists, and, you know, the sun, they say, is the main driver, but also this nuclei coming out of space. There's a lot of other things going on. It does appear that most of the climatologists we read say, no, actually, it's a normal cooling trend. What is the majority view with the scientists you're talking to?
Well, the majority view is that they don't know. They have various theories. It's kind of like a bell curve. There's very few on the side that say we are definitely not causing any climate change. There's very few on the side that say that we're causing all of it. It's more of a distribution in the middle where the vast majority of them say, well, we don't know. The science is so immature. You know, take clouds, for example. Clouds are 100 times more influential on climate than humans, all like human activity combined. And yet it was only 10 years ago that we thought the net impact of clouds was to contribute to global warming because, of course, it's water vapor and that's a greenhouse gas. But recently they've found that, in fact, clouds are a net cooling agent because they reflect more of the sunlight into space than they actually trap in the atmosphere. So not only have they changed the magnitude of the cloud impact, which, as I say, is far more than human, but they've even changed the sign. So the whole concept that the science is settled, you know, as to what the other cause might be, it's probably not CO2, whether it's the sun, whether it's ocean currents, whether it's land use change, whether, as you say, it's cosmic rays from space. I mean, the bottom line is we're in an era of negative discovery, where the more we learn, the more we realize that we just don't understand.
Yeah, this is incredibly complex. We're a giant planet hurtling through deep space, orbiting a gigantic sun. I mean, and they're saying that humans exhaling 5.5 pounds or flatulence from bovine that have always been on the planet are deadly. Oh, but a tax will save us.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this stuff is absurd. And the sad thing is that many conservatives are who actually know it's wrong are saying the wrong thing. You know, the Conservative Party in Canada, for example, before they came into power, they said they were going to get to the bottom of the climate change Kyoto scare. Once they got into power, their spin doctors clearly told them they could get more votes if they just changed their tune and said the same thing as Al Gore. And so that's what they've done. And I'm really ashamed as a Canadian to have our government saying things they know very well are completely wrong. We find that it's strange, but with the Liberal government before our current Conservative government, they would allow the occasional climate skeptic to come into committee hearings to testify. But ever since this supposedly Conservative government has come in, they've actually closed the door totally.
Look at Newt Gingrich. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is not a partisan issue. It's an issue of people that want to regulate and control our economy and vertically integrate it.
Oh, yeah. And it's also an issue of a lack of courage on the part of many politicians who know that people like Senator Inhofe are right. A lot of politicians know that. I've talked to many of the MPs in Canada behind closed doors, and they know it's a scam, but they're afraid to say it. And we need a lot more courage and leadership in our government.
Well, I agree with you, sir. We're going to go to break and come back with a final segment on the other side, so please stay with us. Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, is our guest. We'll talk about what he's witnessing in Copenhagen and if the ClimateGate information is disturbing this globalist event. We'll be right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Every time I think about it, I wanna cry. With bombs and the devil, and the kids.
Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition, a massive scientific group set up to counter the IPCC. We've only got about 5 minutes left right now, sir. And so I'd like to talk about what you're witnessing, what the mood is there, how ClimateGate is affecting the different 191 countries there, how the Danish text doubling the cuts for the third world, resulting in just genocidal starvation, what the mood is there right now.
Well, I think you have to realize, first of all, that both India and China have stated off and on throughout the whole year that they have no intention of restricting their economic growth to cut carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases. So I think the chances that they would have agreed to even a more benign treaty on their part were pretty slim to begin with. And also in India, we're starting to see the growth of a lot of climate skepticism. You know, many of the Indian glaciologists, for example, are completely rebutting the UN on Himalayan glaciers. So in India, I had an interview today actually with an Indian journalist. We're seeing the rise of climate skepticism like you've never seen it before. And I think that what's going to happen is that with these increased demands on the third world, they're just going to turn the whole thing down flatly. And this, you know, it's interesting because in the United States, I understand that even the Democrats are saying that without agreement from China and India, they're just simply not going to go ahead.
But that's so the problem. We have the AP headline, White House threatens command and control, says EPA will override Congress. That is putting the cart before the horse. That is tyranny.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think that's pressure, a pressure tactic to try to get them to pass Kerry Boxer. And it might succeed. The trouble is, of course, what do you do with all those cheap imports that are coming from countries who said to heck with greenhouse gas controls? I mean, it's just a death sentence for the American economy.
Exactly. As an engineer, let's say carbon dioxide's a deadly nerve gas. It kills all plants and animals. Polar bears can't swim. Everyone's dying. Pay all your money to Al Gore. He will save you. He's the eco-prophet. Let's say that's all true. You only put carbon controls on the West. It moves to China, India, Mexico, where they have no controls. Overall, the devil gas, the man, bear, pig gas, that's a South Park episode if you don't know, sir, increases. Then we're all dead. I mean, it'll kill us.
Well, I mean, one of the craziest things is China passed the United States in net carbon dioxide emissions in 2007. And even without these kinds of international agreements, you know, even if they just allowed them to continue to grow, they're going to be double the United States within about 20 years. So, in fact, if you don't get them on side, the CO2 emissions for the world are going to virtually stay unchanged. I mean, they're going to continue to rise, I should say. But, you know, one of the important things to realize is that throughout the world, there's countries who are now starting behind closed doors. Saudi Arabia did it in the UN meeting. They're starting to look at the ClimateGate data, and they're starting to say, this is actually a social engineering project more than it is environmental. And we've heard within the Canadian government people telling me, look, it has nothing to do with environment anymore. It's all politics and money.
Sir, you're a very influential man. Let me just, I want to mail you a copy of my film Endgame. Sir, sure. They admit at the UN this is eugenics. They want to cut, Maurice Strong, the head guy, says it's to destroy industrial society. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Kyoto is the flagship of the world governance program. I mean, you can see that very clearly. If you control the world's CO2, you're controlling most of the world's energy. And if you're controlling the world's energy, just as Russia demonstrated when they turned off the taps on the natural gas supply to Europe, you basically control whoever is at the other end of the tap.
All right, so reporting to us from Copenhagen, Tom Harris, ClimateScienceInternational.org. Thank you, sir. I look forward to having you back on again.
Righto.
Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Spread the word. The revolution against tyranny's on. Yeah!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com. Call to order at 877-829-9962. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, as of an hour ago, we have the latest draft, which the media is reporting may be the final draft of the Global Government Treaty. The Global Governance Treaty, the most important meeting in the history of the United Nations, and that is in their words, and it certainly is. And it has the global tax. It has the 2% tax on all nations. It has a money transfer tax in it. It is just unbelievably corrupt, and it gives the private IMF and World Bank that the taxes are paid to the power to selectively enforce the rules. We'll be discussing that on this Friday, the 18th day of December, 2009 edition. I've seen some comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I've gotten a few emails saying, why are you spending so much time on ClimateGate and not more time on government takeover of healthcare? Well, you must not be listening. We've been spending a lot of time on government healthcare. We're trying to beat it in the Senate. If that doesn't work, we have a chance to beat it in the House. Right now, the momentum is shifting in our direction. But that has been widely debated all over the United States. The people know about the prison time, the 5 years if you don't get prison, the $250,000 fine. We've been beating the drum for the last 6 months fighting it. And it's important. But you can always repeal government health care. It'll be hard to do. We can fight at the state level as well. We can always fight the death panels. As big as government takeover of healthcare is, quite frankly, it's nothing compared to open world government being established and the president signing us onto a treaty and saying he doesn't care if Congress doesn't implement it, that the United States will submit to global governance. And he's up there demonizing America as this great evil. This is a UN speech today. We're going to be playing it. And we've got to pay for our evil carbon. I mean, this is complete fraud. And in the next segment, I'm going to play the audio from the president's entire speech. It's only 10 and a half minutes long. And I'm going to stop and start briefly just pointing out the lies. But it's a fabric of lies, a tissue of lies, a compendium of lies. It is a infinity of lies. There's so many lies and so many intricacies. You could analyze the lies and fraud of this forever, because it just ties into so many facets of government and the corrupt system we live under. We are not just covering the ClimateGate fraud. We're not just covering whether man-made global warming is real or not. We're discussing the issue of a dictatorial planetary government being established that, once established, is going to force global one-child policies, force drugging of the population, force sterilization and abortion. This is already going on in India and China and areas of Africa and Latin America, where the UN comes in and pays off the governments to carry out sterilization, arrest, forced drugging. It's all part of history. And we now have Fox News promoting putting lithium in the water. I got news for you. They're already doing it. So, global government, the end of America, the president in a treasonous fashion signing on to it, as he's swearing to do this evening. He says, in fact, even if it doesn't pass, even if they can't get the other dictatorships and communist countries to sign on because it's too tyrannical, He says he's going to unilaterally implement it over the American people to the UN. He's bringing us under UN, IMF, World Bank receivership, whether we like it or not. Now, that's the biggest news out there, period. And that's what we're going to be covering. Of course, the COINTELPRO is very angry that we're rallying the people to defeat it. But your propaganda won't work.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. Today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 18th day of December 2009, as we hurtle into 2010. Piers Corbin, a top meteorologist, one of the most world-famous out there for accurately predicting the weather, even a year in advance. He is world-famous. He's been exposing the climate fraudsters for what they are. He will be joining us in T-minus 23 minutes from now on this Friday edition. Wayne Madsen will be popping in, coming up in the middle of the next hour on a host of global issues. And we're also going to be talking to John Schaefer of a very popular rock band that's on scores of Billboard charts right now. He is with the band Iced Earth. But he is releasing today here on this radio show. We're very honored that he contacted us to do this. Much of my crew are fans of Iced Earth. Iced Earth has been around for a long time. They are putting out a free album, and I've listened to a lot of their music. I think this is one of their best albums, but because of the record label and things, they're putting it out under the title Sons of Liberty, because it's free. And, of course, you can't have a record label that lets you put something out free. So the band put this out separately themselves for free. And let me tell you, it's some of the best work I've heard from Iced Earth. And it is just amazing. In fact, I had a folder in here that had all the lyrics for Iced Earth. In the Fed, the answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm setting bushfires in the minds of men. You can better believe this radio show and our work and Ron Paul's work is a big influence on some of the latest music from Iced Earth, who reached millions of fans. So we're excited about having him in here for a full hour. Of course, it's the end of the Copenhagen event, the global government establishing event, and it is an Iced Earth there, record cold temperatures right now in Denmark and in Canada. And in other areas of the world, it was snowing a week and a half ago in Houston, Texas. That's generally basically tropical down on the Gulf of Mexico, entering into the mouth of the Caribbean. So that is coming up later in the broadcast today. Oh, and we have Robert Wanick, the high school student who's won some of our contest awards, an active 9/11 truther. Robert Wanick got beat up by a teacher and suspended for handing out flu vaccine inserts. You hand out the actual inserts that say it can give you cancer, sterilize you, kill you, give you Guillain-Barré or Guillain-Barré in English, has mercury in it. It's all admitted in the insert. You try to hand that out, they get very angry. And he's got witnesses to the fact that he was assaulted in America by this particular school teacher, and so he will be joining us to talk about this today. It's funny watching Wanick the last 2 years go from like a 13-year-old kid to now the chin and the hormones going up, and he's getting turned into a man. It's amazing to see that transformation. He was a little kid a few years ago fighting the New World Order, and now let's just hope he can get out of high school without him setting him up and sending him down the river for daring to be a thought criminal. So that is coming up today. Okay, here's what I want to do right now. This is a 10.5-minute clip, and in the rest of this segment, the next segment, I want to attempt to play the Obama speech and then stop it and make quick comments about his lies. If I don't finish now, I'll finish this later when we're live at prisonplanet.tv so you can watch the teleprompter reader. He doesn't have a teleprompter here, so he's having a lot of trouble. And here the media said he was angry. He was desperate. He commits America even if the rest of the countries don't sign on. And it's just all lies. So we're going to now critique and translate and break down the manifest congenital fraud of Barack H. Obama today in Copenhagen, Denmark, trying to force through, according to what Ban Ki-moon says, the birth of world government. Here it is.
Good morning. It is an honor for me to join this distinguished group of leaders from nations around the world. We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave and growing danger.
Hit pause. To our people. Okay, he just states that it's an absolute fact, like the unified corporate press has been doing, that it poses a great danger. We've got to establish the global government. You've got to pay these taxes to us, or basically the earth is doomed. I mean, just fraud. Continue.
This is a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real.
Hit pause. Okay, from the 191 governments, there are conservatively on record more than 50 of the delegates there who are questioning man-made climate change and questioning ClimateGate. And there are heads of state from many of these governments who are publicly saying it is a fraud. But there he said, you are all here. You are all here in agreement. He just keeps stating the lie that everyone knows the earth is doomed. Everyone knows we've got to have the global tax. Everyone is in agreement. So he just keeps stating the Borg lie that not only will you be assimilated, you have been assimilated. Just all lies. Every word. Continue.
That this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. Back it up. Back it up 20 seconds. I want people to hear all this again. So, again, he says, you're all here because you want to save the earth. All of you are in agreement. You know this is real. It's not some fiction. Now, what you just heard is just, and the body language says it. It's like Bill Clinton when he shook his finger and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Or read my lips, no new taxes. When everybody heard it, they knew it was a lie. When George Herbert Walker said it, when Bill Clinton said it, when Nixon said, I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook. People knew he was a crook. So here he is saying, we all agree, that's a lie. Everyone here agrees, another lie. The science is settled, another lie. This is not fiction, another lie. It is a complete fiction according to the words of the Club of Rome in the 1960s and again in 1991. And we have those articles directly from the Club of Rome posted, the scans of their own publication, saying we're making this up to bring in global government.
This is a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. It is science. You got to love how the three top institutions, NASA, Goddard, East Anglia University, and the UN itself, the three top groups, the head of the IPCC has admitted now that he took out five scientists in the report who said man is not contributing to climate change. The UN's own report says maybe a degree. And that's a fraud. But you've got to love how they always say, well, what's really happening here is, sure, there were some mistakes and some lying by a few low-level scientists, but we have all these other hundreds of peer-reviewed journals. The peer-reviewed journals are all based on those lies, and there's hundreds of them. Classic examples in the last decade is there are thousands of buoys in the ocean, there are thousands of weather stations, and all the United Nations did was go cherry-pick the particular buoys and weather stations that did have increases for the year, and then only enter that data. There's that fraud. Or they zoom in on the ice core sample record of temperature that is detailed down to a 1/1000th of a degree per year. And they go into that, and they only zoom in on the last 50 years or so to show an increase we had in the last 50 years that's now declining. They don't show you that 50 years before that there was a spike, and 100 years before that a big spike, and 200 years before that a giant spike, tripling the spike we've seen when people were running around in togas. The earth on average was 9 degrees hotter. Oh, and forget that. You want to go back to the Bronze Age, the beginning of the Bronze Age, 9,000 years ago. Stuff got hot, and so humans could grow more food and weren't just, you know, on the edge of starvation, and there were more animals grazing, so there was more to hunt, and so that's where we got the beginnings of civilization. 9,000 years ago, we can really thank the sun for heating up during that period. Thank you, sun. I mean, the ancients knew the source of life. That's why they worshipped the sun. But the UN said on Monday, the sun has no effect on climate. That's like saying shooting yourself 15 times in the head with a 12-gauge shotgun won't kill you. That's like saying jumping off a 5,000-foot cliff without a parachute and falling onto spikes, razor blade spikes, won't hurt you. That's like saying pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting yourself on fire won't hurt. That's like saying the Easter Bunny is real. I mean, it is complete mega fraud, mega joke. Hey, how stupid are you out there? How, you know what? It's clear I'm not going to get to this now. Let me look at my schedule here. We got Piers Corbin coming up in 10 minutes. Wayne Madsen after that. Before Robert Wanick comes on at 1 o'clock today, at the start of the third hour, I'm going to play all this video and just try to give shorter comments on it. It's hard because everything he says has like a million lies literally behind it. It's a joke. He might as well be up there telling you the Tooth Fairy is going to be his running mate in 2012. I mean, it is absolute bull.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore, not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian.
We need to get excited. We need to get angry. We need to get focused. We need to get outraged. A private group of banks have taken over our governments, given themselves the illegitimate criminal power. I don't care if they say it's legal. Hitler could say that murdering masses of people was legal. Our nation, the courts, the Congress, once said it was legal to have black people as slaves pulling plows like a mule. But in your heart, you know that's a fraud. So I don't care if the bankers paid off the politicians worldwide to let them issue unlimited currency and credit to all of us. They own the money machines. They owe the issuance of currency and credit. They've taken over the planet. Now they want to cut off your resources to force you into actual chattel bondage and slavery. That is the stated goal, the stated operation. And, of course, they can't come out and say we want you to be chattel slaves now. They've already bankrupted the world many times over. And it's been done by fraud. And they've already completely taken over the third world. And so they come back and say, oh, we want to give money to the third world. And then you read the treaty. It's 30% compounded interest loans. So they tax the West, send money to the third world with 30% or higher compounded interest and say, we won't loan you this money unless you sterilize your people and shut down factories. The corrupt dictators and thugs that run the third world cesspits that we're fast becoming because of corruption. That's why they can't get up off their feet. Can't get up off their butts because they're literally under corruption. These countries use corruption as a way to keep control of people. They work to keep them poor. This has been the stated control system of empires for 5,000 years. There were books written by the Babylonians, books written by the Romans. I have read them on how to control people. And you don't think the governments know how to do that today? Oh, we have their current documents where they say they want to wreck the industrial society to make you dependent on them. The government doesn't want your tax money. They want to own you. Period. They are parasites. And right now, this is being established. Right now, it's being set up. World government is being born. Everybody's asking me, well, Alex, is it going to pass? And the answer is yes. Yes. They've already got an accepted draft, and they keep adding to it, but what's currently been accepted, what's currently been signed off on, according to the UN itself and the London Guardian, and Paul Watson has reports on this right now at Infowars.com, what's been signed off on right now establishes a planetary government that levies taxes over nations on all financial transfers and travel. And they're adding more all day long into the night. They're 7 hours ahead of Central Time, 6 hours ahead of Eastern Time, and they're saying they're going to work through the night on this agreement. And they want to leave it vague. They put out a vague agreement, the countries sign on to it, and the UN can do whatever they want. Now, that's what's going on right now. Key article by Paul Joseph Watson. Final Copenhagen text includes global transaction tax and more. Another headline. Is the European police state going global? By Viscount Monckton of Brenchley. See, now we're finally talking about real issues. Global police states, global one-child policies, global armies, global taxes. It's all out in the open. They stalled you as long as they could as they were moving their armies up, moving their tanks up, moving their artillery up, telling you, oh, we're not going to attack you. It's the equivalent of that. And now they open fire with their full barrage thousands of artillery pieces, tanks rolling across, shock troops machine gunning us in our foxholes, full globalist assault overrunning us right now. But thank God a lot of us went out and warned everybody about this, and so a lot of our people were ready, and we are repulsing a lot of these attacks. But we're fighting for our lives, fighting for freedom right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. I want to thank all of our great AM and FM affiliates, getting a lot of new affiliates. I want to thank the Shortwave affiliate as well, WWCR, number one internet radio show as well at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people say they have the number one internet radio show, but we really do, according to Shoutcast and all the other gauges. Just go look. I see these shows that have like 10 listeners saying they're number one. We're number one with over 400,000 internet radio listeners a day. Side issue, I hardly ever talk about that. I just thought I would throw that factoid out there at you. And over 200,000 people a day tuning in to the free podcast, subscribing to that at Infowars.com on the listen page as well. Okay, for the balance of this hour, I thought we'd get into the latest on the ClimateGate, the fraud, a long list of frauds. Santer at the UN and others, admittingly now coming out and saying that they altered UN reports. That's on top of ClimateGate. That just broke Wednesday on Jesse Ventura's new TV show. Santer admitted it in an interview. We've also are going to be talking about the science behind it. And we're also going to be talking about the latest in Copenhagen as open world government is being announced and it looks like established. We've got to fight this fraud. Piers Corbin is a leading, I set out to find someone who is known as a leading meteorologist, astrophysicist. I mean, the degrees go on and on. And from all the experts I've talked to and looked at, he's one of the top forecasters who has accurately been forecasting weather at levels much more accurate than even governments and NASA and others. So he's here to explain to us today how he's been able to do that as well. WeatherAction.com. Mr. Corbyn's, the British press calls you Dr. Corbyn, but it all gets confusing with all these different scientific areas you're an expert in. But in a nutshell, tell us your main area of study about weather action and then the fraud of man-made climate change.
Yes. Well, I got a first-class degree from Imperial College in physics and then went on and did astrophysics at Queen Mary College in London. These are both in London. And I developed from that into studying the sun and how the sun affects the Earth's weather. And after some years of studying all sorts of ideas, we developed this method for long-range weather forecasting called the solar weather technique, which depends on the magnetic and particles coming from the sun and how they change circulation patterns on Earth. Subject to certain modulations, such as what the moon is doing as well.
And from studying most of the scientists we talk to, more and more say the evidence is showing that the sun is one of the main drivers. But the UN, again on Monday, just declared as if they were the Pope saying the Earth is the center of the universe and flat. They announced that the sun has nothing to do with it.
Yes, well, they would, wouldn't they? Because they have another agenda. Now, we know that what they say is failed science based on fraudulent data. And we know from our own measurements and actual experience that the sun is the main the prime driver of all weather change on the Earth. And carbon dioxide has nothing, absolutely nothing, zero. Influence for whatever reason to do with feedbacks or whatever, but it has no influence.
And am I right, Doctor, in saying it is one of the lowest trace gases in the atmosphere?
That's right, yes. There's only one part in 3,000 is carbon dioxide. Now, of course, they argue all sorts of critical processes, but we say, well, show us the evidence, actual observational evidence that carbon dioxide drives temperatures and extreme events, and there is none. And I was on Russian TV a few days ago pointing at somebody from the United Nations Climate Committee, the IPCC, and said, all right, if you have the evidence, email it to me. And I gave him my email address, piers@weatheraction.com, on the air. And so far, he's emailed nothing. And, of course, he won't because there is no evidence.
Well, most of these guys know it's fraud. I've talked to a lot of them at events on the street at smart growth conferences, and they just off camera laugh and
say,
and say, buddy, we're getting rich. I mean, this is just a band of criminals.
It is cynical, yeah. I mean, I know some of them, you know, friends of mine in some sense, or they were friends of mine, saying, well, Piers, I'll say quite openly, you may well be right, and they might even say you are right, but I've got mouths to feed. And, you know, they'll go on this gravy train for as long as it's there, which is scandalous, of course. It's scandalous. I mean, we believe in weather action that all science and policy making has to be evidence-based. And this is not evidence-based. It's based on fraud. And as you mentioned, there's been a whole lot of revelations coming out of the fraud, not just that the University of East Anglia have been meddling with data to make their bizarre little models fit history and rub out the medieval warm period. But we now know, for example, in New Zealand, data was chosen so that although the real data showed a falling of temperatures of 0.7 degrees centigrade per century, they fiddled it to turn it into a rising of 1.2 degrees per century. And we now know that in Russia, they selected Russian weather stations to choose the ones which were nearest to what they wanted. So they threw away 75% of the Russian data. And the Russians nicely announced this a few days ago, at the same time as a cold blast of air whacked through Copenhagen to England, bringing blizzards on the way at the same time as Obama landed. And we, in fact, at Weather Action had forecasted just these blizzards in detail from 30 days ahead, although the general idea is we often forecast from longer ahead.
Now, one of their favorite tricks is you have hundreds of thousands of different sub-weather systems, according to what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, and they will just pick one little area that's having extreme weather, but you're always, out of thousands of different areas, going to be able to find a few areas that are having extreme weather. That is normal.
Absolutely, yes. You see, because, you know, every town and city has got a maximum and minimum of wet, you know, an amount of rainfall, amount of sunshine, and so on. So you go around the world, in any year or month, you can find somebody who's got an extreme and you can announce it. Which, of course, isn't just nonsense. Whereas at Weather Action, from a long time ahead, we can announce periods, very short periods, around the world where there will be a whole lot of simultaneous, more or less simultaneous, weather extreme events, which happened, for example, from the 17th to 19th of November this year. There were enormous storms and deluges in the USA, in Africa, India, Australia, and Europe. And we predicted those a long time ahead. So, you know, there are real extremes going on, and those type of things they cannot predict. All they can do later after something is say, oh, there's an extreme, that must be CO2.
Well, shifting gears with Piers Corbin, shifting gears, sir, why have you been so accurate with long-term forecasting at weatheraction.com?
Well, the reason why we're accurate is because we understand the essential nature of the magnetic and particle relationship which drives the Earth's weather and climate. Now, obviously, it's vastly complicated, so we don't have supercomputers to do it or models, which, just like financial models, would go wrong. What we're able to do is understanding the periods of the forcing factors and the changing forcing factors is we can identify when in the past there were very similar Sun-Earth magnetic forcing factors affecting the world as there will be at some time in the future.
So by knowing the past, you know the future, understanding the science.
Exactly. The point we make is there's nothing new happening. All the weather you see now has happened before sometime. We just have to identify when in the past is going to be very similar to sometime in the future. And it might be 40 years ago, it might be 100 years ago, but we have ways which are quite mathematically clever of finding out.
Have you read about John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, who's also involved in the ClimateGate emails? He says they're going to save us. They're always saving us from something new. He says with geoengineering or terraforming, He says they're doing tests to manipulate the weather. The Russians, the Chinese, they all claim they can control the weather. In your modeling, I know you're looking at the entire planet, the sun, the particles, the nuclei coming in from space. Do you ever see anything weird going on because of some of the weather modification testing?
Well, very difficult to know. If they could really control the weather, I don't think they'd allow a blizzard to happen when Obama landed in Copenhagen. So it certainly couldn't be that good. But I'm aware of these things that they are doing experiments with, and I know some things do work to an extent. Now, there's a curious little story about what happened in China recently, because in this period, the 17th to 19th of November, which we had predicted would be a lot of extreme weather. In China, there was, the Chinese reported 3 million people had to be moved out of their homes because of absolutely massive snowstorms. And there was also a story around that although there may have been natural processes going on, that they were also cloud seeding at the same time or just before, and it had made these worse. Now, the problem is, of course, we've got no way of verifying this because the Chinese government aren't going to say that they did this, which resulted in 32 people dying when some buildings collapsed. But we do know as well there were very real events around the world which we had predicted a long time ahead.
Well,
and they're based on looking back in the past, so there's
sure.
No way that they could have, anyone knew what we were saying anyway. So,
well, I tend to agree with you because I've talked to Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, and others, and
mm-hmm.
he said they can, with the right conditions, they could make a hurricane, they
mm-hmm.
could strengthen one or weaken one, but he said that when the giant weather system is coming in, that it's so huge that it's hard to control. But he says
yeah,
in smaller areas, they can manipulate things. And I would know, well, the Russians...
They've got to have the situation there already to like, be triggered. I would have thought, yes.
Absolutely. But on top of that, it isn't that they couldn't knock out a smaller snowstorm. The Russians brag they can do that. It's that if you've got a giant northern blast coming in, it would be too big for them to manipulate.
Oh, sure. I'm no doubt that I'm sure it can't be done. And I say never will be done, but you have to be careful about never these days. You just don't know what's possible. But, you know, the Sun-Earth lunar system is vastly more powerful than anything man can mobilize. But of course, if man can play at the critical edges when something is tipping one way or the other, then there are possibilities, but they only work at those times, and those times occur due to natural processes. So any control is only limited to certain sensitive areas, such as when our solar weather impact periods are happening, and those are very definitely periods when.
So what is going on with the sun right now? I mean, why has it been? Why have we been cooling for 9 years?
We've been cooling for 9 years, essentially because of the. A decline in solar activity and it being a odd sunspot cycle we're just leaving. And when that happens in an odd sunspot cycle, you will get less warming. We're also in the situation where the effect of the moon is to, limit the effect of particles which would cause warming. When you get into an even cycle, things change, and in fact, even cycles are generally colder than odd cycles, and we're now entering an even cycle.
Sir, as a leading astrophysicist...
Even just count, obviously, with cycle 23, we're just finishing, and we started cycle 24.
Sure. I mean, as a leading astrophysicist and someone who studies the entire Earth-Sun-Moon relationship,
yeah.
What type of... cycle or what area of the cycle were we in 9,000 years ago when the warming was, according to the graphs I've seen, much hotter than it's been in the last century?
Right. Well, to be specific, we'd have to look carefully, but the world temperature would depend on the solar activity and how well that activity actually reaches Earth, which is about magnetic conductivity, And that is going to be affected not just by the 22-year magnetic cycle of the sun, but also by the close orientation of the Earth's axis relative to the sun's magnetic axis. So there's that question. There's a question of the solar-lunar things, and then there's the question of the slow cycles of general solar activity, which are, they're not just operating on the scale of 11 years or so, but on hundreds of years, if not many hundreds of years. So it's going to be all those combinations of the solar activity, lunar modulations, and orientation. So I couldn't be specific exactly to say, but we should in principle be able to predict when in the future similar things will happen again.
When will we have something close to what happened during the beginning of the Bronze Age? I mean, the heating up.
Maybe never, because you see, sometime there's got to be a return to an ice age. The natural state of the world for the last few million years is ice ages, with intermittent warm periods lasting, you know, typically 10,000 years, which we're in now, and we are, you know, in year 10,000 now. So logically, there is an ice age due. Now, it might have been that was almost an ice age coming at about 0 AD, because, you know, since then, or 1000 AD, since then it has been notably colder, but we don't know. What we can say about the next 100 years is, according to our theory, and I don't like using the word model, because we base it on observations and equations rather than playing games with computers, although we do use computers, of course. Our theory shows that we're in for a continuing general cooling. There will be fluctuations in it, but we don't expect to ever get to above the 1998 levels of world.
Amazing. Let's get into their fraud when we come back. We've got a break, sir. Piers Corbin is our guest. Amazing information.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
He's agreed to stay with us about 20 minutes into the next hour because I want to talk more about what an ice age would look like. Just 200 miles north of me is where in the last ice age the main glacier ended in southern Oklahoma. Up in Oklahoma, you just see giant boulders out in the middle of flat fields brought there by several hundred-foot thick glaciers. And all the evidence, all the real science, what governments really believe is we're going into an ice age. They fraudulently chose warming because they believe that would scare the public better and that people wouldn't believe an ice age was coming. They know it's a fraud. It's a sick, cynical joke. So our guest is coming up with us more in the next hour. We'll talk about the scientific fraud, ClimateGate, some of the other frauds that haven't been as well publicized. Before I do that, UPS can still ship to most areas of the country by Wednesday. It's not guaranteed, but if you order today, we got folks in here shipping tomorrow. Most areas will still get it in time for Christmas. You can get my new film, Fall of the Republic, covering the global government, UN takeover of the planet, through the fake climate change fraud, through all their fear-mongering, the population control, the eugenics, John P. Holdren, Al Gore, Jay Rockefeller. This is my greatest film. And you can get a free Obama T-shirt, anti-Obama T-shirt. You can get a free Don't Tread on Me T-shirt for a limited time at Infowars.com when you order Fall of the Republic. We have other deals where you can get Obama deception free with Fall of the Republic or Endgame. I just want to get this out to folks. And so it's a great gift, or give it as a gift for yourself. And it's not too late up until Christmas Eve to give friends and family PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. All my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, my live radio show that we simulcast on TV for the last 2 hours every day. 6 years, coming up on 6 years of archives, PrisonPlanet.tv. You get 5.5 months free when you sign up in the month of December. So take advantage of that or give it as a gift. And you can share the passcode with six people. So you can give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and give a few friends and family the username and passcode as an e-card. Okay, this is a short segment. Going back to our guest, finishing up with one of the leading, Piers Corbin, heads up WeatherAction.com, a astrophysicist, meteorologist. His forecasts from my research are among some of the most accurate out there years ahead. And he does this by knowing the history. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I believe Lord Acton said that, or did he say power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
He said a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a few minutes left here. We're going to come back with some longer segments. Specifically, I understand the Ice Age is 100, 200, 400, 500. We just know we're due for another one. We're going into a cooling trend now. What would an Ice Age look like?
Well, they take about a couple of thousand years to develop fully, but what happens is the ice caps in both hemispheres would increase in size, and it just gets progressively colder, and the sea freezes over in the polar regions, and it all just makes the moves towards the equator. So typically across the United States of America, you'd have an ice front, and an ice cap would extend there. And in the case of the last ice age in Britain, it went through the middle of Britain. So the south of England was actually ice, not ice, and the Scotland and the whole of northern England and most of Ireland was covered in ice. And you could walk to Europe, and the whole of Russia would have been covered in ice, and Scandinavia covered in ice. So if an ice age comes, all those people would come south. So all the Canadians, Scandinavians, and Russians would all come south. Or else they'd find ways of overcoming this by building things on the ice, which is an interesting idea.
Was there a more ancient ice age? I mean, because I know that the ice came all the way down to Texas.
So there were other ice ages which came down further than the last one. That is correct. They've been different sizes, and they happen typically every 100,000 years or 90,000 years or 120,000 years.
All right, we'll be right back. Back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 20 minutes or so, we have a preeminent astrophysicist, meteorologist, Piers Corbin. WeatherAction.com. And we appreciate him joining us. Okay, in the two segments we've got left, the short one and the longer one coming up, specifically the fraud of these scientists. I mean, you see them, you're in England, you're around them, but this is exposed fraud throughout the United Nations system where they went out and recruited, and those documents are now public for those that don't know, and created a premeditated fraud.
Yeah. Well, as a scientist, I find it utterly reprehensible, and I'm astounded by the depth of it. Just choosing data sets in New Zealand and Russia, just meddling with parameters to adjust actual measured data or losing actual measured data when they produce their so-called world forecast. I mean, as far as we're concerned, not world forecast, world data set, as far as we're concerned, the data set produced for the world by the Climate Research Unit of the University of East Anglia is rubbish, and we're never going to use it again. We're instead going to try and use satellite data and work with other scientists around the world in order to try and develop an accurate data set of what happened in the past, which would improve our long-range forecast of climate. And if anything, of course, it would make our projections of cooling into even more cooling.
What does this do?
What should be done with the scientists? I think all those involved in this fraudulent activity should be sacked. And we have to demand that governments do accountable and evidence-based science and policy making.
By accountable, their data needs to be public. I mean, that was the big flag from the East Anglia facility, is that they wouldn't ever let anybody see their raw data. Now they've destroyed the data. They say they're going to give us Cook.
Well, that's right. Yeah, some of the data was available, but they had these computer codes which they used to allow for various things, as they put it, to make it more accurate. Well, actually, of course, they were doing the opposite, which is why they didn't want to show what they were up to. And we should take our hats off to the guys who released it. However, I think it's quite likely it was actually an inside job, and they were releasing the data in the manner they had in order to try and say that it isn't accurate and can't be trusted, because if they had have released it under the Freedom of Information Act, then we would have been able to quiz these guys directly. Instead, one of them has stepped down for the time being, so he can't be asked anything. So Well, I'm very suspicious of the whole thing, but, you know, it is now clear that it is failed science based on fraudulent data, and this fraud has been activated around the whole world.
Well, the world's climate system, as you know, but for the audience who may not, is so incredibly complex that not even supercomputers can even begin to grasp it. That's why you can only look at past systems just to understand trends to forecast. Because, I mean, here's the Christian Science Monitor. Philippines force evacuation as volcano eruption threatens the cities. And, I mean, this thing is putting off more carbon dioxide than hundreds of cities will do in a decade. They admit that. But then, of course, this carbon dioxide and soot and the rest of it, the forecasters are saying, will not have a heating effect. It will have a cooling effect.
Yes, well, of course, they've got a few problems there, haven't they? The dust, indeed, does make a cooling effect. But there's many contradictions. And, of course, there's a lot of things going on which they don't understand or don't know about. I mean, there's a lot of undersea volcanoes doing a lot of things to the sea, for example. And the role of volcanoes maybe is little understood. But we are understanding more about the sun, and we know very clearly, as I've said before, that CO2 has no effect, no net effect. And if anything, it's temperatures that drive CO2 levels.
When we got huge volcanoes, a giant sun radiating us, all these other cosmic rays coming in, forming nuclei that form clouds. Meanwhile, some tiny trace gas that's precious to plants is being listed as a chemical weapon.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Piers Corbin is a world-renowned British weather forecaster and consultant. and owner of the business Weather Action, which makes weather forecasts up to a year in advance, and has one of the most accurate track records out there. WeatherAction.com. And he's not just breaking down ClimateGate or Copenhagen. Before he leaves us at the end of this segment, he's going to give us his forecast in the next few months for extreme weather around the world and into the next year. And you can write it down and check on it later, or go to his site and subscribe to get more detailed weather forecast in your area. Long-term weather forecasting from WeatherAction.com. And, of course, he did predict more than a decade ago the cooling trend, and that's now begun. Going back to Piers Corbin, astrophysicist, meteorologist, the list goes on and on. Sir, the mindset of these people, you've been persecuted by them, demonized. Anyone else that Dr. Tim Ball got death threats? I could barely get him to be interviewed for my film, Fall of the Republic. People get persecuted. People are, I mean, these are very dangerous folks. Why are they doing it?
Well, their motive, you see, if they're telling lies, there must be a reason, because we know the climate thing is a fraud. Well, what we think they want to do, and it is pretty clear, is they want to create another bubble of false value using carbon trading, which is now worth hundreds of billions of pounds a year. And through this, they hope to control the world economy, hold back development of underdeveloped countries, and keep food prices high by burning food and as biofuels, and
which is a death sentence. Is a death sentence.
Well, of course it is. It is. The result of their policies is causing starvation and food riots in a number of countries. And it's also causing, they claim they're trying to build jobs in a low-carbon economy. But in Britain, we've got an example where a steelworks in northern England in a place called Redcar is closing because Tata Steel, who own it, are getting a handout for reducing carbon emissions in England. And at the same time, they're getting another handout for building so-called clean steelworks in India. So they're taking £2 billion, $2 billion, and making 1,700 workers in Britain redundant. And lo and behold, the interesting to notice that the director of the Tata Steel Energy Research Institute is Dr. Pachauri, who is also chair of the United Nations IPCC, i.e. their panel on climate change, which is promoting carbon credit schemes.
And for those that don't recognize the name, he's the guy that looks like Osama bin Laden.
Yes, that's the one, yes.
So expanding on this, to put this in layman's terms, a group of crooks are in there using taxpayer money to move what's left of Western industry to third world areas where they control the population and have slave wages. It's all cold-blooded. It's like it's like Al Gore's Occidental Petroleum that he controls, being one of the worst violators of the rainforest and things that actually can be registered as some type of environmental loss, even though it can be regenerated. The point is that I've always noticed, like Maurice Strong, they are the biggest polluters. It's just utterly sick how they get away with this. And here's another example. Of the $50 billion given to General Motors, $11 billion was spent to create green factories for, quote, these better cars in Eastern Europe, in China and Brazil. U.S. taxpayers paid to have our factories shut down and moved overseas.
Yeah, it's monstrous. And, of course, the consequence in America and Britain is that wages are going to be forced down and living standards are forced down. And the people that are running this whole show, Tata Steel and their sidekicks, get rich at the expense of, everywhere.
The fraud is so incredible. I mean, what we just stated is the cold, hard facts, and my mind can't believe it. Because it's just such, we're paying taxes to have our factories shut.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's mad. It's complete madness. And you see, some of the politicians probably believe they're saving the planet, but I hope that with ClimateGate they will realize actually it's a fraud. Just like when Tony Blair had his war in Iraq along with Bush. I mean, they made up stories to justify it. And they believed that any story was good because they were doing his right. Now, some of them believe that for this, but in the case of Britain, a lot of politicians now realise they were tricks and they don't like it. And it may happen this time that a lot of politicians will realise now that this is a fraud. And we'll see things change around the world, I think, in the coming year. But it won't happen by itself. We have to fight for it.
Well, I agree with you. This is devastating to them because now all the previous hockey stick frauds from and Santer's fraud of just removing from the UN's own report that Mann wasn't.
That was monstrous. I mean, we knew about that at the time, but I was kind of gobsmacked. And however, when we talked about it, no one believed us. You know, it's just. But now, because of some people who have been working hard on it, it's come out.
That's a good term, godsmacked. No, I mean, that's how I feel every day. It's they're just open criminals running around stealing, engaged in every form of mischief, and instead of them all being arrested, they're running the planet.
Well, that's right. But we're saying very clearly the scientists involved in this fraud should be sacked from their jobs and arrested, too. I mean, where there's, you know, clearly, well, you can prove which individuals have done what.
They're stealing hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer research funds.
Correct.
For quackery. Speaking of funds, you're not funded by big corporations or governments.
No, we are not. We receive nothing from governments, and you can understand why. We do receive money from farmers and generally small businesses and sometimes larger businesses, but there's a recession, so we don't get much. We're extremely short of money. We have a small workforce that works very hard for what we do, and farmers appreciate us, but farmers aren't well off. So, you know, anyone who wants to buy anything from us, just whack onto our website, or, of course, you can also give donations. And I'm about to give you some forecasting for the USA and Canada till December, which we're giving you free, although normally we do charge for it. But, you know, it's important stuff happening. So we're
absolutely. People can go and get great, inexpensive, what have been proven to be very accurate. Nothing's perfect, but compared to others, very accurate. They're on the website, weatheraction.com. One word, weatheraction.com. Okay, in the last 5 minutes we've got, sir, give us your forecast.
Yes, important things happening in the last part, the closing, the last third of December. Basically, between the 19th and 31st, there's going to be a series of waves of severe and at times dangerous and wintry weather, both in the USA and Canada. And the main periods are going to be the 19th to 20th, and there's a lot of them, 22nd to 23rd, 25th to 27th over Christmas, so keep you indoors, and the 28th to the 30th. Now, that is especially extreme and could involve storms as extreme as the things that happened between the 17th and 19th of November around the world. That will be a simultaneous event around the world. But certainly major cold blasts and snowstorms in the USA, certainly including the Midwest. Now, we normally have a bit more detail than this, and we will put out for that period some more details as far as we can ascertain it. And in the past, we have put out quite a lot of detail, and we'll get a bit more for this. The end part of the month will be accompanied by simultaneous events around the world. And moving into January the 5th to the 8th, we'll also see quite a lot of extreme events. And again, we'll clarify the details of that on the website.
What about El Nino and precipitation? We've had less precipitation than we normally do the last 3 years on average in the U.S. Mm-hmm. A lot of forecasts we're seeing say more precipitation. Is that lining up with your research?
Well, yes. We've got to do a lot more work on American forecasts because our most skill is Britain, Ireland, and Europe. And there's going to be simultaneous events. You can get them free if you look on in Europe too, as happening in America. Main driver or the pattern, the most significant pattern in America, is a kind of 60-year cycle, which is about the what's called the Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's about the flow and temperature of the.
Yeah, the last drought was in the early 50s, and I mean the really bad one, and now we've had another drought. 60 years later.
Well, that's right, you see. That's about 60 years later, you see. And these are driven, or, well, let's say, what happens in the Pacific is part of the climate system which gives these things. And that climate system, the 60-year cycle, can be understood in terms of the lunar modulation of the magnetic cycle of the sun. And this is explained on our website in various documents. And if people can't find it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the moon drives the ocean. It blocks out solar radiation.
That's right. That's right. It interferes with the solar wind. So the plane of the moon's orbit has a period of about, it rotates around the sun every 18.
But according to the UN, the sun, the moon, nothing.
Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? I mean, you know, they have a mission to con us.
But the cons are so big to say polar bears can't swim, their numbers are down when it's a
polar
fraud.
Polar bears are doing very well, actually. Polar bears are doing extremely well. And anyway, polar bears did very well during, you know, between 10,000 years ago and 1,000 years ago when the world was warmer. And, you know, the Eskimos and so on were perfectly happy then. So for them to say they're feeling threatened is complete nonsense. It is utter rubbish. It's a pack of lies.
It is. It's utter rubbish to say that the sun doesn't affect climate. I mean, they actually say that.
Yeah, this has
been an amazing interview with Piers Corbin, weatheraction.com, our website's infowars.com, and prisonplanet.tv. I look forward to talking to you many times in the future, sir.
Good.
Keep up
Thank
your
you
great work.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Cheers to you, buddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good Christmas. It's just incredible fraud, ladies and gentlemen. We're just fighting it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,104.90. A 1 ounce gold coin to be purchased for $1,135.16, $567.58 for a half ounce, or $283.79 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,135.16, $568.58, or $283.79.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-390-1247. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-390-1240. That's 1-800-390-1240. 1-800-390-1240.
Does spin sometimes that they're telling school children in government-produced documentaries that penguins are drowning and that polar bears are drowning. They actually say it for years. I saw it again 2-3 weeks ago on KXAN locally in Austin. I've seen speeches at the Copenhagen event in the last week, and I'm hardly even watching it, where they're saying the polar bears will all disappear. They've got giant billboards up saying, don't let the polar bears die, and giant billboards of a little girl saying, please don't let me drown. They're telling kids the ocean, like the day after tomorrow, funded by globalists, is going to come crashing over with 500-foot waves, knocking over the Empire State's building. I mean, it's as ridiculous as saying giant flying saucers are going to land and thousands of Marvin the Martians are going to march off with ray guns if we don't pay Al Gore money. The UN on Monday came out and again countered and said the sun does not affect climate. And then millions of zombies went, the sun does not affect climate. The sun does not affect climate. Jumping off cliffs does not break your legs. Jumping in front of 18-wheelers going 100 miles an hour will not hurt you. I love Al Gore. I love being an idiot. I love being a zombie. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now, of course, it's come out, not just the White House memo, not just the Downing Street memo, but yes, it's come out in the last 2 weeks that Tony Blair, you know, this is BBC reporting, confirms that Tony Blair knew there were no WMDs. Of course they knew there were no WMDs. Of course they consciously knew and lied and went to war. Not, oh, they thought they were there and they were wrong. They knew. They lied. For 5 years, we've had the minutes of the meetings between Blair and Bush, where Bush said, we're going to do this and we've got to make it up. And they said, okay, how do we shoot down U.S. planes and blame it on Saddam? How do we stage a terror attack? This is all mainstream news. And they're like, yeah, we staged terror attacks. You know, they tried that deal where they put out the radio transmission that we're going to blow up your ship. We're going to blow up your ship in the Strait of Hormuz when a Iranian patrol boat was a mile and a half away, trying to get the people on the ship to open fire on the patrol boat. And they did it over and over and over again with Navy SEALs out there. They didn't just plan it. They did it running around broadcasting. We're going to blow you up. And I guess the SEALs thought they were just so macho they were going to take fire on their boat. I mean, how do they get these guys to engage in this type of treason? Well, that's what tough guys do. Alex, you're just not tough. You don't know how to stage terror attacks. Because even if, you know, blowing up the World Trade Centers was killed 3,000, if we don't fight the Arabs, they're going to take over the world. And America's weak and had to be taught and had to be shown a lesson so they'd get behind defending our sovereignty and stopping the Muslims. And then in every case, the radical Muslims are funded by our government on record and used to overthrow mainline and moderate and secular governments in the Middle East and Central Asia. Yes, I know there are wild-eyed Muslims that want to chop your head off and drown their daughters because our stinking government and the British government put them in power. Our criminal government likes to deal with dictatorships. They like to deal with thugs. Yes, I get the whole Islamic fascism thing. Made in America, made in England, made in Israel. Did those people exist before without the globalists helping them? Yes. Yes. Kind of like an acorn existed before it was buried by a squirrel. And then watered and loved and taken care of. And then now is used to menace the West to give up all of our rights in the name of fighting the dangerous brown-skinned men that wear turbans that look funny. But then you find out it's all a Hollywood production. And you get the Homeland Security documents that we got and we broke. And it said, first people couldn't believe it. Then it came out it was real. And people said, oh, I guess it's all right if veterans are the number one threat and Homeland Security is really set up for American gun owners. That is a treasonous, larcenous, treacherous, criminal, illegitimate government. It's a corporate group of crooks that have hijacked the nation. Now, I know you know that, but we better get that message out to everybody we know, or these people are going to succeed in starting World War III with the American people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
We've only got him for one segment. He's with us for a full hour on January 30th. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. And I wanted to get him on with his perspective on Copenhagen. Of course, he worked with the National Security Agency. He's written for some of the biggest publications in the country. Every time I'm watching a national security hearing in the House or Senate, I see Wayne Madsen back there taking notes. And I wanted to get him on to get his take on Copenhagen. Had no idea what his take would be. Of course, it's my take exactly, because it's just the truth that it's a total banker takeover, but we'll get his take on that. So, see, you don't just have the climate gate coming out and people on the right saying they don't want new taxes. The left is finding out it's an IMF World Bank takeover. So we'll talk about that. Then we'll get his take on healthcare. It's not just in trouble with conservatives. Now the left, the head of the Democratic Party, is against it. Dean Kucinich, they say this isn't just a bailout. It's a robbery. Well, I told you that months ago. It was written by the insurance companies. We're going to get Wayne Madsen's take on that. So the more we learn about the Copenhagen agreement, the more we learn about the healthcare agreement, we find out why they want to keep them secret. Because the minute you see them, you find out it's just like the banker bailout. I call it the rape out. It wasn't a bailout. They just robbed us. And so anything that happens, Republican or Democrat, will be a robbery. Wayne Madsen, good to have you on with us. We didn't have you punched up. Sorry, Wayne. Wayne, go ahead. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Okay, break down Copenhagen. Break down your take on healthcare. And then I want to get your take on Russia saying they may engage in preemptive war now because of NATO and U.S. policy. Wayne Madsen.
Well, certainly with this Copenhagen thing has turned into a, you know, basically a three-ring circus. And I think a lot of people who went over there who had justified fears that wherever they came from in the world, whether it was low-lying South Pacific islands or in the Andes where the glaciers are disappearing and their water is becoming scarcer, they all went to Copenhagen thinking something good was going to happen. They're looking there now and seeing George Soros, Hillary Clinton with, you know, billions of dollars at stake, this carbon exchange program that looks, you know, it's something like, I think the carbon exchange is something Bernie made up, is now wishing he, you know, was out of prison and involved with. He's probably kicking himself.
Well, Ken Lay did invent it. I mean,
right. And so, what do all these people? What have they encountered in Copenhagen? But police tear gassing them, arresting them en masse, just like we saw at the anti-G8 meetings, just as we saw it at Davos and other places where these same people get together. And I think many people who are, you know, members of Greenpeace, Sierra Club, World Wildlife, you know, people, you know, concerned about the environment and the climate are looking and saying, what in the world is this mess? And, you know, to see their, you know, their supporters, you know, people from indigenous areas around the world being arrested en masse. You know, you've got Hugo Chavez going to Copenhagen, Evo Morales to Bolivia, Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua. They're looking at their fellow countrymen being arrested, and they're shaking their heads, and they're looking around. Who do they see? They see the usual suspects. Obama, I'm surprised Tony Blair, he probably wanted to be there, but he may be facing war crimes charges soon. He tried to run for president of Europe, and he lost that. But it's that same crowd. They're looking around at these people who you see at all these various global meetings, and they're shaking their heads. They said, you know, I'm sure they're thinking, this isn't a double cross. This is really like a triple cross.
That's right. They suckered the third world and said, you're going to get a bunch of loot from the West. They show up, they get the actual treaty, and it says they've got to make right at double the carbon cuts the West does. And the money's not even paid to the UN. It's paid directly to the World Bank and the IMF. I mean,
right. That
is a bold fraud.
Right. And then you have Soros over there talking about special drawing rights, trying to get his hands into the IMF money. And, you know, anytime you see Soros involved with anything, you know, run for the exit because somebody's going to have their pocket picked pretty liberally. And but he's not certainly the only one. It's, you know, just this whole crowd. Ban Ki-moon, the U.N. Secretary General, he's, you know, he's not liked by a lot of the smaller countries, the developing countries. They know he's a proxy for the United States and the U.S. allies and the banking sector. And like I say, people are just shaking their heads and Copenhagen saying how to, and then they're looking at Obama with the Nobel Peace Prize, Bernanke getting Time Person of the Year. You know, it doesn't take these people very much for
this. This is like Kurt Vonnegut satire.
Exactly. This is something out of the bizarro world on Superman.
It really is insane. So what do you see coming out of this? An agreement to agree? Because Obama's saying he doesn't care if the world doesn't sign on. And we're going to play the speech later. He's saying he's going to go ahead and pledge the money to the World Bank to then give loan sharking rate loans to the third world. That's their assistance. The third world's already learned about that assistance.
Well, I think what we're going to see is basically gridlock out of Copenhagen. There'll be some kind of motherhood apple pie statement. You know, people will smile and say they agree to it, but there'll be a lot of world leaders leaving there, especially those from Africa, Latin America, South Pacific, Asia, shaking their heads and saying this isn't what we expected. This was typical of these big countries, the Western countries, and I think then we'll probably hear about some future meeting somewhere, and we'll get a lot of propaganda about, I don't know where it'll be, and maybe some other city. We've already been seeing them in Kyoto and Jakarta. They'll probably pick out some other city, and this is going to probably become like the Olympics. Everybody's going to try to get this climate change conference to make some money.
Shifting gears to the war, for those that don't know, maybe give them some background. Of course, the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, it's confirmed that Blair and Bush knew there were no WMDs. It's not that they screwed up and were wrong. They lied premeditatedly. They wanted the oil. They wanted the weapon sales. They wanted to box in Iran and China and Russia and get their set pieces in there for future conflicts like 888 that blew up in their face, thank God. But now more is coming out that Blair knew it was premeditated. And so there's talk of war crimes charges against him. Obama is expanding the war. What is the rest of the world saying about this?
Well, I think what we're seeing with Tony Blair, he's now going to be testifying before the Chilcot inquiry in London. We've seen already some testimony that's pretty explosive out of there, saying that Blair, of course, knew there was no WMDs, decided to go to war against Iraq anyway. Preemptive warfare is against the Nuremberg, what we got out of the Nuremberg trials. It's a war crime. And I think we're going to see greater calls for Tony Blair to be prosecuted in The Hague. And if that happens, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and Mr. Rumsfeld better watch out, because they may be, in fact, next. Blair may set a precedent. Now, Blair's going to be testifying in public, we understand, and it'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say. But obviously, he's been caught. He's been caught with his pants down on this one. Now, he may try to get out of it by saying, you know, he wanted to be a good ally to George Bush. And if that happens, then, of course, the onus will shift to Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney.
And notice they've been hiding out. You never see them anymore.
Yeah, Cheney was kind of active with his mouth a few months ago, but I noticed he's working on his memoirs, supposedly, and they're going to be out, apparently, in 2011. But he's probably spending a lot of time at his nice home over on the Eastern Shore of Maryland, or out at his private country club community in Wyoming.
Or he's in the Darth Vader egg.
Right. Well, he also has a big house he built right near the CIA headquarters in McLean, Virginia. But he's probably, being the artful dodger, he's probably going between the various homes. So in case there is any Interpol arrest warrant put out, he's probably going to be pretty hard to nab.
I don't think they're going to let Interpol go after Lord Cheney. But in closing, Wayne Madsen, I want to get into health care. Now, folks, I've been telling people since we got the first versions of these bills 5-6 months ago, there's been, I don't know, more than 10 versions now. Every one of the versions was written, and their lobbyists have bragged to the Wall Street Journal, the head lobbyists for the healthcare industry and the other head lobbyists, because they have consortium leaders for the insurance companies, said, we wrote this bill. Well, of course they wrote it. We're talking about 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines, 2.5 to 5% of your paycheck, depending on your tax bracket, put into a fund. All of this is going on, and It gives liability protection to the insurance companies and the doctors. It does federalize and let bureaucrats start setting the treatments for people. It cuts back on tests that are essential. This is eugenics, and now the actual socialists have discovered this. So Howard Dean is freaking out. Dennis Kucinich is freaking out. And the bill was already in trouble. Break down what's really in the bill, why we are seeing some actual honesty from the Democratic Party, some sectors of it, and what you think is going to happen with this bill, Wayne Madsen.
Well, what we saw come out of the bill was a proposal to extend Medicare benefits to people 55 and older. We also, that was taken out. That was, Joe Lieberman went after that one. We also saw another proposal to have a public option, basically emaciated. That's why the Obama administration and their congressional supporters have lost the support of people like Howard Dean, Russ Feingold, all people, I might add, who may be potential challengers to Mr. Obama in the 2012 primary. We're hearing a lot more about him maybe even having more potential challengers than Lyndon Johnson had in 68. Unpopularity over the war, the self-care fiasco. Johnson, of course, had Eugene McCarthy and Bobby Kennedy and decided he wasn't going to run again. But Obama may face actually more challengers than Mr. Johnson did in his final term. But what we're seeing is now we're hearing calls, you know, people may refuse en masse to pay the fine nationwide. These are not coming from teabaggers. These are coming from people who are on the progressive side of the Democratic Party. So it's a very interesting dynamic we're seeing here. The loud protests and, you know, talking about, you know, we'll just, you know, massively refuse to pay the fine. It's coming from the left. And I'm not sure that's what Mr. Obama bargained for. I'll tell you one guy in Washington that's not very popular is Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff. I mean, there are calls for his head. From some of the people on the progressive side of the Democratic Party in Congress. And I'd be surprised to see Mr. Emanuel last much past the new year.
That's right. Politico and The Hill, both D.C.-based publications for folks that aren't aware of the fact that they're not just web publications but based out of D.C., they're both saying that Emanuel just calls up and screams at senior congressmen in a Hitlerian fashion. That is going to blow up in their face. And I've seen this with hype machines. The bigger they build something up, if it doesn't deliver, it implodes even faster. And Obama, for the last 6 months, has had the lowest approval rating of any president this far into his first year. And now he's even breaking his own records. I mean, it is a dive straight downward because people are finding out this is a warmongering, police state loving, secret arresting, rendition promoting, lobbyist hiring neocon masquerading as a communist. You and I hear people call him a communist. No, he's a corporate looter.
Right. And you hear a lot of people now talking about this being the third term of George W. Bush. I mean, and these are serious people. They're joking, but they're really kind of serious in making those allegations. But the other thing that's interesting is we have a federal judge now who's been assigned the Rod Blagojevich criminal case in Illinois now stating that he would not be opposed to the defense. Blagojevich's defense lawyers calling as witnesses Mr. Emanuel, and get ready for this, Mr. Obama. And on that whole thing with the selling of the Obama Senate seat, if that happens, if the president will try to invoke executive privilege, and so will probably Emanuel. I don't know how he'll do it, though, because all this happened before they were sworn in or became, you know, in case of Obama sworn in, Emanuel being appointed chief of staff. But we could have a real constitutional crisis on top of everything else, and that just does not bode well for this administration if that should occur.
Well, if that starts happening, look for Blagojevich's aircraft to blow up or for him to have a sudden aneurysm or a 72-hour brain tumor.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to see how that one goes. But we all remember the hype when Bill Clinton, of course, had to testify in the Paul Jones case with the independent prosecutor Kenneth Starr. And then, you know, we had talk of a constitutional crisis there, but that certainly did not do much for Clinton's poll numbers when you have the sitting president testifying in a case like that. we may see the same thing happen to Mr. Obama. And, of course, Emmanuel and David Axelrod, Valerie Jarrett, and other key members of this administration.
So do you think the health care is going to pass?
I think it'll pass. I mean, it's not going to be – what we see come out isn't going to be very much. I mean, I think people who were hoping to see something for people who are uninsured are going to be sadly disappointed. You know, the fact is, isn't it funny that the guy that this all hinges on is Joe Lieberman, the guy who supported McCain in the last election, was Al Gore's running mate, of course, in 2000, who was put in the Senate from Connecticut because William Buckley hated the sitting Republican, Lol Weicker, so much, who was, he's considered too liberal. He said, I'd rather have a conservative Democrat in that seat than Lol Weicker, and hence we got Lieberman. Lieberman is basically a Republican parading around as a Democrat. Finally, maybe some people are waking up and seeing him for what he really is.
Well, Wayne, my issue is anything they do, even if you're for socialist health care, then it better be socialist. This is not socialist. This is just another robbery. And so that's why I'm always against big government, because it always turns into a swindle. We got a minute and a half left. Russia is announcing they may preemptively use nukes if anyone gets in their business.
Well, I think obviously you're looking at NATO now coming right up to their borders. We have the NATO Secretary General Rasmussen, who was the former Danish Prime Minister. He's a neocon. I mean, so he's gonna basically do everything on the neocon playlist. And they're looking at all this, and they're saying, well, if you're going to play hardball with us, we can play hardball back. And I think we're going to see a lot more elements that are going to look like the Cold War, but I don't think we'll ever go back to those days. But there'll be a lot of grandstanding, certainly. And, you know, the U.S. and Russia still have not agreed on the nuclear reduction, nuclear weapons reduction.
And why is the West menacing Russia?
Yeah. I mean, Obama doesn't want to do much on that, and there's a lot of complaints even out of the State Department that Obama's dragging his feet on this.
But why is the West menacing Russia?
Well, obviously, they aren't going along with the program. You know, the issue of the breakaway regions of Georgia being recognized, that's just one of many issues. And Russia now supporting the progressive governments in Latin America. That's right in what the U.S. considers its backyard, and obviously the neocons were still very much present in the Obama administration.
Okay, Wayne, we're out of time. WayneMadsenReport.com. We'll talk to you coming up January 30th. Have a great Christmas.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have trapped us down. They're going to destroy.
Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, Robert Wanick, a high school student who's been really active in 9/11 truth, in exposing the war, in exposing the phony left-right paradigm. He also, I think, was he the second or third place winner of our flu vaccine or slash poster contest. We said put up whatever posters you want in that contest, but a lot of people chose to expose that the flu vaccine insert said it could cause cancer, could cause brain damage, could cause neurological disorders, had mercury in it, could sterilize you or hurt your fertility, lower your fertility, create infertility. And he was just handing out the inserts at his government training camp, trying to warn his fellow students, and was assaulted by a teacher. Because in America, you don't talk to fellow slaves. Not in the lockdown prison. You're learning how to live like a Soviet. And so we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We did 4 hours yesterday at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're just doing an hour and 52 minutes today at the 8 after. When we start the second segment of the next hour, we will simulcast the last half of the show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And Robert Wanick is joining us. And then John Schaefer of the rock band Iced Earth is going to be joining us in studio. Great new album. So you don't want to miss that world premiere here on air for that. His lyrics are excellent. The answer to 1984 is 1776 in the Fed. Certainly the powerful new tool in the fight against the New World Order. Now, what I'm going to do when we go live at 8 after is in two segments, I'm going to play Obama's speech. I already started this, but only got like 2 minutes into it. I'm going to play his 10-minute, 42-second speech, and I'm going to try to focus and just pause it when he tells lies. The problem is everything's a lie. Everything's a fraud, and go over it. And then we can post that on YouTube and everywhere else. Of course, it'll first be posted at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And we'll be simulcasting live for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, why fight the traffic for holiday gifts, for business gifts, for corporate gifts, for family gifts? I know I'm not fighting traffic. We're doing stuff like making cookies and fudge and fun stuff to do with the kids and making homemade cards. That's the kind of stuff family likes anyways. Don't go out there and get yourself into a bunch of debt, folks, during the holidays. If you do have money to spend, give them a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get a trial membership, $5.95 a month. Create the username, password, and then send it as an e-card to friends and family. Six people can simultaneously log on with a passcode. So you can give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then I'm letting you know that six IP addresses can... Well, that's not how it works. It's six people can log on according to that passcode. That's how it works. And then it blocks it until one until the person gets off. But you can share it with some friends and family. That's my gift to you. And you can see the live TV show, the best archives of the radio show, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my other films. It's an armory of resistance. Burn them to the DivX CD. Give it to people. Or you can get free T-shirts and DVDs right now when you order Fall of the Republic. And there's a bunch of other free deals and combos at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But if you don't have the money, I really don't care. All the films are free online. Just Google the name of Fall of the Republic and watch it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
33 minutes from now, Robert Wanick will be joining us, persecuted in the USS R that the United States has turned into, or the USSA. And then we have the lead singer of the rock band Iced Earth. They've been around for a long time, very popular. They're on a whole bunch of charts globally, continually over the years, so it's a top rock band if you haven't heard of them. The issue is they're putting out a completely free album, and they're launching it today on this show. And this is a platinum band. So, again, they're getting into the fight. And that's why I just pointed out, my films are all free. Same thing. You want to beat tyranny, you got to give something. And I want to salute Iced Earth for what they're doing. Now, look, we're able to fund our operation off DVD sales, radio advertisers, and sometimes it gets tough. But when you order the DVDs, the books, the materials, that is basically a donation. We're not tax exempt, though, because we're not under the globalist control. We'd be under government control if we did that, since they've taken over the charities and the churches. It's totally unconstitutional, but I wish we were tax exempt. I could probably do it if I wanted to, but then that would bring them into my lives, and I don't want to mess with it. The point here is that when you purchase the books and videos and materials on the sites, that's how you fund our operation. And it's almost pearls before swine with some people. Cast not your pearls before swine. At least they turn on you and rend you or tear your guts out. You know, I say, oh, here's a $200,000 film I made. You know, I didn't go out and buy two Bentleys with this. I made the film, and it's free. People go, eh, so what? Yeah. I mean, people on airplanes, interviews, 18-hour days, bloodshot eyes, composing the music, all the work that went into this with my team, and we say, here it is, it's free. And people tend to not appreciate something unless they pay for it. It's weird. So I hope you appreciate what Ice Earth has done, guaranteed losing millions of dollars giving you this for free. And I hope you appreciate what we do here. Because I happen to know smaller filmmakers than I that make more money because they don't let people duplicate their films and they don't let people have them on the web. And you do end up selling more. It reaches 1/100th of what you would have reached. See, I want minds. The globalists want minds for their evil aims. I want minds because I'm into freedom and liberty, and I get excited about the dynamic human spirit. And I get excited about my species and our future. And I don't want the bad karma. I don't believe in the karma itself, but I like the term. It's really reap what you sow. The average person doesn't know what that means now, but they know what karma is because it's been made popular. So remember, I'm always kind of reaching out to some of the lowest common denominator. I know we have listeners that are a lot smarter than I am, but there's some people that don't get it. I don't want to do bad things. Not just because I'm scared of the universe coming back at me, but because I enjoy doing good. I don't feel good when I help a little old lady across the street because I'm into being a goody two-shoes. At a fundamental level, helping people is what I like to do. At a fundamental level, I also want to knock the teeth out of bad people. That's normal, folks. And we need to get back to being normal. We become abnormal. I'd have fit in real good 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, folks, you know, living in some Nordic tribe somewhere. Just normal behavior. That's why people like dogs so much, because they're so similar to primitive man. They just, it's all straight up. You know what you got with a dog. Not these neurotic, twisted, gibbering, lying demon creatures that we call human beings. We have got to stand up against the New World Order. So please, support us. And since the films are free online, get the URLs for the free films and email it out to everybody you know. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are simulcasting at PrismPlanet.tv and Living Color for all the radio listeners that wish to tune in on the web, not just to audio, but to the live video at PrismPlanet.tv. Coming up, healthcare bill wouldn't bring real reform. Howard Dean says he's getting ready to get somebody to run against Obama in 2012 because he knows Obama is going to be out of there. This is the third administration of George W. Bush. Obama is a colossal hoax. He's as big a hoax as man-made global warming. He's as big a hoax as WMDs in Iraq. This isn't about partisanship, left or right. It's about the truth. And if you're a socialist who really wants government health care, you're a well-meaning liberal that wants to help people that don't have health care, you have to be against this bill. Because it's, as Dennis Kucinich said, it is nothing but a corporate ripoff. It raises your taxes and cuts your benefits. And it puts you in prison. I mean, it's so un-American, it makes my head spin. So unconstitutional. Now, I'm against free health care because there's nothing that's free in this world. And it gives government control over your life. And any big government system turns into a ripoff. Because only big, powerful financial interests can come in and move the levers of government. So any big government is always going to burn you and is always going to be a fraud. That is the nature of it. It is like a law of gravity or the law of thermodynamics or the law of cause and effect. It is a law, not a theory. Big government is hell. People want solutions? Cut government. Instead, Obama has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Now, the buck doesn't stop with Obama. I told people in Obama deception and fall of the Republic, he will be politically destroyed. And then everything will be blamed on him. And then the next puppet will come in and everything will be blamed on that puppet. Please, ladies and gentlemen, look past the little puppets dancing in front of you to the person pulling the strings. Bernanke, Summers, Geithner, Rubin, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. And finally, the real elite is being revealed. Now, in Copenhagen, the meeting is in trouble because Africa, Asia, and Latin America have discovered that its massive taxes paid directly to the IMF and World Bank from the third world and the first world, the developing and the developed, to be paid to the IMF and World Bank. The UN has no control. Even if you trust the UN, it's going to the IMF and World Bank, who are even worse. They're the progenitors of the UN. It's nothing but a holding front for them. George Soros is involved. Global taxes, global GDP taxes, global taxes with a global authority over all money transfers. That's what's in the treaty. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go over the documents. Go over the latest treaty. Paul Watson's written an article about it. He has links to the treaty. Don't believe me. Read this for yourself. Then when you see Obama up there talking about how war is peace and how this is a great deal for the third world and how America's bad and has to pay its debt, that's meant to sell the left and America bashers on, oh, we're going to get behind this, when it's actually genocide to their countries and is actually meant to target them and destroy the development of their industrial capacity. And as a death sentence, just the U.S. and Brazil shifting to 30% of their corn fields to ethanol doubled world food prices and killed an extra 10 million people from starvation. Normally it's 15 mil. It was 25 mil. Those are conservative estimates. You think about 10 million people. I know Stalin said that one person's a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic, but you wrap your mind around that. You let that sink in. Now, in this segment and the next few, I'm going to play Obama's speech today in Copenhagen, the final day of the official world government event. I mean, that's what Ban Ki-moon calls it. That's what Von Rumpy calls it. The head of the EU, head of the UN, Schwarzenegger calls it that. David Rothschild calls it that. No more denial. Private world government. So I'm going to play Obama and briefly stop him and cover each lie. Here is Obama today in Copenhagen.
Good morning. It is an honor for me to join this distinguished group of leaders from nations around the world. We come here in Copenhagen because climate change poses a grave and growing danger to our people. All of you would not be here unless you, like me, were convinced.
Okay. Now, that's about 30 seconds of it. Let's go over the lies. He says, all of you leaders are here. You all agree that climate change is a grave and deadly threat and is really happening. That's a complete fraud. More than 50 of the delegates of the 190 plus that are there on record have said they are questioning ClimateGate and the official story. And a bunch of world leaders from those countries are questioning it. And that's on record. You know, the president of the Czech Republic, countless others, the Russians, you name it, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, it goes on and on. So that's a lie. You're all here, you all agree, and you all agree it's a grave danger. And notice it's not global warming now because things are getting colder, naturally. It's global change. The change is not normal. The seasons are not normal. Okay, so let's continue.
Unless you, like me, were convinced that this danger is real. This is not fiction. It is science.
Hit pause. This is not fiction. It is science. When the main UN university in England that produced the key documents and the head scientist for the IPCC, Santer, separately from ClimateGate, now admits, as of Wednesday on national U.S. television, this is huge news, that he took out five areas of the report where the UN's own scientists said man is not causing this. The final report, they cut it out. Of course man can't do anything near the sun or anything near the moon. And the tidal changes from the moon, the amount of gases exchanged by all of that water moving. I mean, that alone, the moon is unbelievable. But the sun dwarfs it. So it's just incredible. All of it is lies. Continue.
Unchecked, climate change will pose unacceptable risks to our security, our economies, and our planet.
Hit pause. Unacceptable risk. You have the UN caught fixing the data. This is the same thing when he talks about this is not a fiction, this is science. That's like Al Gore talking about how he invented the internet. Total lie. Or Al Gore saying polar bears can't swim and are all dying when their numbers have more than tripled in the last 50 years. Official numbers. That's like Bill Clinton saying I did not have sex with that woman. Or Richard Nixon saying I'm not a crook. Or George Bush Sr. saying read my lips. It's a lie. It's a lie. So he's saying this is science. This is fact. You can't question. When their scientists have been proven in premeditated fraud. Here's a guy saying pay taxes to a private global corporation, the World Bank and IMF, or the seas are going to rise and you're going to drown. Back to it.
This much we know. The question then before us is no longer the nature of the challenge. The question is our capacity to meet it.
Head pause. See, you just keep saying, everyone knows, it's not a question, it's a fact. We know, the facts are in, you've got to do what I say, it's a fact, it's a fact, it's a fact. A total con man, just a slick Harvard lawyer con man running a scam on the dumb public. Well, the dumb public woke up to your scam, buddy. Let's go back to him.
For while the reality of climate change is not in doubt, I have to be honest.
There you go. Hit pause again. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to play this. We're not even 2 minutes into it. He says, while the reality of climate change is not in doubt. I guess in a lawyer speak, that's true. The climate is always changing. Just like on Mars, the ice caps were getting smaller the last 50 years. Suddenly, the last five, they started getting bigger again. Because the sun just cooled off. That's why it's going to get colder here. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory, folks, that if you stand in front of a fireplace, it heats your hands, and that the sun heats up and cools off. It oscillates in cycles, in 21-year cycles and 11-year cycles. I mean, ancients worshiped the sun because they knew it created the heat. The UN said on Monday, no, it's not the sun. The sun has no effect. That's Associated Press headline. That Google that. UN says sun has no effect on climate. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, penguins can swim. Their numbers are up. Polar bears can swim. They hunt on the ice floes. They're not drowning. The sun is what mainly drives climate. I don't know how many climatologists and astrophysicists I've got to have on to explain that. But when somebody tells you the sun isn't involved in the temperature, ladies and gentlemen, this planet would be below zero and would be hundreds of degrees below zero in days if the sun went out. We would be as cold as Pluto. Pluto, I forget, is pull up the temperature of Pluto. It's something like thousands of degrees below zero. You know why? Because it's thousands of times further out from the sun than our planet is. Look at that. No sun linked to climate change. BBC. I just... How dumb do they think we are? I'm going to come back and try to go through this, but he said nobody's questioning. No one's questioning climate change. You heard it from him. That's another lie. 31,000 scientists sent him a petition saying they wanted to talk to him. I mean...
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Okay, let's continue with Obama. So he just said no one questions climate change. Another lie. I mean, you know that's a lie. Even if you believe polar bears can't swim, penguins can't swim, the sun doesn't warm the earth, has nothing to do with it. You just saw the UN say so. You could fry eggs outside on the cement in July in Texas, but nothing to do with the sun. That heat's coming up from a grill underneath the concrete. Okay, even if you believe that, you know scientists are questioning man-made global warming. You know that's a lie. Now let's go back to his lordship. Here's Obama at the UN.
...is not in doubt. I have to be honest, as the world watches us today, I think our ability to take collective action is in doubt right now. And it hangs in the balance. I believe we can act boldly and decisively in the face of a common threat. That's why I come here today, not to talk, but to act. Now, as the world's largest economy and as the world's second largest emitter, America bears our responsibility to address.
Okay, so now there's a bunch of America bashing. We're the second biggest polluter. China's passed us last year of putting out the most carbon dioxide. Let's not stop them from putting lead, mercury, and melamine in the baby milk and in the medicines and the foods and all the crud they ship over here. Let's not have China stop that. Let's have them stop putting out carbon dioxide. But wait, they don't have to make cuts under this agreement. Only we do. And so more of our industry will move there. But here he is in front of the UN, in front of all these countries, bad-mouthing his own country. Back to Obama.
America bears our responsibility to address climate change. And we intend to meet that responsibility. That's why we've renewed our leadership within international climate change negotiations. That's why we've worked with other nations to phase out fossil fuel subsidies.
All right, hit pause. What that means is, hey, the U.S. is run by the private banks, and the U.S. has funded the world government. We've been sucked dry to fund this, and we're intensifying our funding to buy all you third world countries off. And most of you presidents and prime ministers and parliament heads, you've all gotten giant cash payments from us to sell your people out. So you've been bought. So you deliver. You deliver cutting off the resources and fossil fuels to your millions of people, many of which are living on the edge of starvation, and millions of which do starve. You kill your people for the New World Order, because that's what Dutch Rochelle and the Queen of England and David Rockefeller want. That's the translation there. Back to Obama.
That's why we've taken bold action at home, by making historic investments in renewable energy, by putting our people to work, increasing efficiency in our homes and
buildings. Head pause. More lies. They always candy coat their global taxation grid in electric cars, windmills, things that sound reasonable. But really, even those are boondoggles given to their select friends and buddies as payoffs. That's coming out in the news. So that's an inside scam. And then they use all that fake environmentalism to block out real environmental action, real environmental controls like genetic engineering and things that are truly dangerous, nanotech, CERN reactors, superconducting super colliders, a lot of these super advanced technologies. The Pentagon admits they're messing around with antimatter. That's in the San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, let's not have any real controls on stuff that really is dangerous. Let's just, hey, you're for the future. You're for renewable energy. You know, you care, don't you? We're going to go out to break with Obama. I'm going to come back and comment on what he had to say and finish up on the other side. Stay with us. Back to Obama.
By pursuing comprehensive legislation to transform to a clean energy economy. These mitigation actions are ambitious, and we are taking them not simply to meet global responsibilities. We are convinced, as some of you may be convinced, that changing the way we produce and use energy is essential to America's economic future, that it will create millions of new jobs, power new industries, keep us competitive, and spark new innovation. We're convinced, for our own self-interest, that the way we use energy, changing it to a more efficient fashion, is essential to our national security, because it helps to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and helps us deal with some of the dangers posed by climate change. So I want this plenary session to understand America is going to continue on this course of action.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today
and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So now Obama, word for word, says what Lord Christopher Monckton yesterday on this radio show said he would say. Word for word. When I watched this live early this morning, my mouth was hanging open. I mean, word for word. We must do this. It's a historic global agreement. You're part of this. Your children are watching. You've got to do this. We've had all these years of inaction, which isn't true. They're taking over the counties and cities through the bureaucracies of all the nations, including the United States especially. All the different sub-regions, depending on how governments break that down in their federal systems, they are already implementing all this. You know about all the green taxes you're already paying. None of it's green. It's a robbery. So let's go back to Obama as he says, we've got to do this. It's historical. And then he goes on to say, even if you don't sign on, the U.S. is going to fund this. And that will just be private money to the IMF to go into round two of paying off other countries that they've already got under debt. This is their new way to get even more debt and more control. Here's Obama.
To mitigate our emissions and to move towards a clean energy economy, no matter what happens here in Copenhagen, we think it is good for us as well as good for the world. But we also believe that we will all be stronger, all be safer, all be more secure if we act together.
Hit pause. So there you have it. They're going to make the climate cuts here, which is even better for them in phase one, just like the big famous steel mill that just closed in England. The government paid them millions of pounds, millions of U.S. dollars to shut down and move to India with no emissions controls. That's environmentalism. So even if you believe that polar bears can't swim and that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is a deadly poison, this is going to produce more of that deadly poison. Here it is.
That's why it is in our mutual interest to achieve a global accord in which we agree to certain steps and to hold each other accountable to certain commitments. After months of talk, after 2 weeks of negotiations, after innumerable side meetings, bilateral meetings, endless hours of discussion among negotiators, I believe that the pieces of that accord should now be clear. First, all major economies must put forward decisive national actions that will reduce their emissions and begin to turn the corner on climate change.
All right, hit pause. Even if you believe the UN's own Cook numbers, all of our evil carbon dioxide may increase the temperature by 1 degree and may make the seas rise between 7 and 20 inches. Nothing. And that's been proven to be a fraud. The seas are actually slightly dropping right now, and you can just go to any major coastal relay center online and read their 10-year numbers on the level. Last 5 years, San Francisco's water level's gone down by a few inches on average, but it goes up and down. The point here is that he's saying we've got to have these global emissions controls. All nations must implement this under this international agreement. And then now we have the agreement. It's a tax on all financial transactions and a global authority over travel. This is a control grid. Back to Obama.
I'm pleased that many of us have already done so. Almost all the major economies have put forward legitimate targets, significant targets, ambitious targets. And I'm confident that America will fulfill the commitments that we have made, cutting our emissions in the range of 17% by 2020 and by more than 80% by 2050 in line with final legislation. Second, we must have a mechanism to review whether we are keeping our commitments and exchange this information in a transparent manner.
Hit pause. That's the global government. Just like they attack your country if you try to build your own nuclear reactors or if you try to have your own central bank, they will attack you over your carbon emissions. They will put sanctions on you and then, yes, physically attack you. Physically attack you. That's what this global government is. That's why it says global governance in these treaties. I have the treaty right here. Framework Convention on Climate Change. Global governance, as they've stated. Back to him.
These measures need not be intrusive or infringe upon sovereignty. They must, however, ensure that an accord is credible and that we're living up to our mutual obligations. Without such accountability, any agreement would be empty words. Page. I don't know how you have an international agreement where we all are not sharing information and ensuring that we are meeting our commitments.
Head pause. And that was a satellite blip from recording it, a TV blip from Denmark. We didn't edit anything. You can read the transcript for yourself. And there he's saying you've got to have a global institution to enforce this agreement. Back to it.
That doesn't make sense. It would be a hollow victory. Number three, we must have financing that helps developing countries adapt, particularly the least developed and most vulnerable to climate change. America will be a part of a fast start funding that will ramp up to $10 billion by 2012.
Okay, stop right there. They say they're going to help the third world. All these are IMF World Bank loans backed up with Western tax money. And the loans are given, this was going on in 73 under State Department Memorandum 200, where Kissinger's talking about we give them loans to sterilize their women and to cut off food. And in the future, you won't get loans unless you cut the amount of food you eat. This is eugenics. This is population reduction. Let's go back to the video.
Hillary Clinton, my Secretary of State, made it clear that we will engage in a global effort to mobilize $100 billion in financing by 2020, if and only if it is part of a broader accord that I've just described.
All right, pause again. What he's saying there is, I'll give $100 billion to the third world, but we'll do it in 2020, 10 years after we're taxing you for carbon. Do you understand what that means? All right, let's go ahead now and go back to the clip.
Mitigation, transparency, financing. It's a clear formula. One that embraces the principle of common but differentiated responses and respective capabilities. And it adds up to a significant accord, one that takes us farther than we have ever gone before as an international community. I just want to say to this plenary session that we are running short on time. And at this point, the question is whether we will move forward together or split apart, whether we prefer posturing to action. I'm sure that many consider this an imperfect framework that I just described. No country will get that it wants. There are those developing countries that want aid with no strings attached, and no obligations with respect to transparency. They think that the most advanced nations should pay a higher price. I understand that. There are those advanced nations who think that developing
countries... Okay, that's another lie. We've got the Copenhagen Treaty. They're upset because they were told they didn't have to make cuts and the first world did, that they were going to get tax money. Now they learn they have to make cuts almost double. It's not quite double, almost double what the West has to make, and that the IMF and World Bank will be collecting all this money and keeping it for themselves, and the third world knows how corrupt those institutions are. So here he is, like he's the arbiter between the first world and the third world and the developing world. You know, he's the arbiter, when he clearly is a representative of the Anglo-American New World Order. Let's go back to him.
Are those advanced nations who think that developing countries either cannot absorb this assistance or that will not be held accountable effectively, and that the world's fastest growing emitters should bear a greater share of the burden. We know the fault lines because we've been imprisoned by them for years. These international
energy, cheap energy has allowed humans to grow and has lifted a lot of people out of poverty. He's now saying cutting people's energy off is cutting their bondage off. Meanwhile, governments actually try to block real technological development. And in this treaty, it says the UN will decide what new technologies can be funded and developed. So it's also a new dark age. Let's go back to it.
Years. These international discussions have essentially taken place now for almost two decades. And we have very little other than an increase, acceleration, of the climate change phenomena. The time for talk is over. This is the bottom line.
We can embrace this. The time for talk is over. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to debate. Everyone agrees the Earth is dying from CO2. But everyone doesn't agree. So if everybody agrees, why is the time for talk over? See, we have to hurry and do this right now, finishing up with Obama.
This is the bottom line. We can embrace this accord, take a substantial step forward, continue to refine it, and build upon its foundation. We can do that, and everyone who is in this room will be part of a historic endeavor. One that makes life better for our children and our grandchildren. Or we can choose delay.
There you go. Hit pause. Well, then that's just two-year-old level psychology. You don't care about your children and grandchildren if you don't give in to this. When in truth, cutting off the fossil fuels of the third world in their own Club of Rome documents, the State Department Memorandum 200, is meant to kill people en masse by starvation, which is how Mao Zedong did it and how Stalin did it. This is a death sentence, and Obama knows full well what he's doing. That's why he's the brown face on this, hoping to sucker the third world into their own death sentence. That's why he was put in power, was to sell this. That's why he was given the Nobel Peace Prize, to sell war, that war is peace. Back to the fraud.
Falling back into the same divisions that have stood in the way of action for years. And we will be back having the same stale arguments month after month, year after year, perhaps decade after decade, all while the danger of climate change grows until it is irreversible. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no time to waste. America's made our choice. We have charted our course. We have made our commitments. We will do what we say. Now I believe it's the time for the nations and the people of the world to come together behind a common purpose.
Stop right there. That's why Obama has told the Senate and the House, I don't care if this doesn't get ratified. I'm going to implement this by command and control. Remember that on Monday from the White House? Totally unconstitutional. He's not a dictator. But that's why he said that. Obama said that because he's been given his orders. The die is set. The U.S. has to be the sacrificial lamb. China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other third-world countries, they're not going to make any cuts. The U.S. is going to sign on to the agreement. Europe's going to sign on, and we're going to have our taxes raised to give more money to the IMF and World Bank to go buy off the third world, the third world leaders, to murder their people by starvation. Real simple. And that's what's covered in Eco-Science, written by the White House science czar. That's their plan. They want to get rid of people. And there's a lot of you out there that think it's the received knowledge that we've got to reduce world population and that it's the right thing to do. Well, you go ahead and kill yourselves then. Do not sit there and have a death sentence to these little African children and Latin Americans and Asians and others and then see American standard of living dropped. There's tens of millions of Americans on subsistence right now. There's people that freeze to death every year in this country having their power turned off. This is genocide for all of you people that have been sold on this being cutesy and cute by the corporate media. You know the corporate media is death. What are you doing being sold by this? Wake up. Stop being schmucks. Stop being fools. Stop being idiots. Let's finish up with Obama. Then I'm skipping this break. We're going to Robert Wanick. Go ahead.
We are ready to get this done today.
We're ready to gut America right now.
There has to be movement on all sides to recognize that it is better for us to act than to talk. It's better for us to choose action over inaction, the future over the past.
See,
and with courage and faith,
the third world knows this is going to kill millions of people a year.
People,
and people tend to hesitate before they commit mass murder.
Thank you very much.
I mean, what a load of bull. So that's my breakdown of his 10-minute, 40-second speech. And it just, I could talk for 10 hours about what he's discussing. I spend an hour on each minute going through, showing the evidence of how it's all frauds. But why should I have to show evidence when they say the sun doesn't affect temperature on the Earth? When they say penguins and polar bears can't swim and are all drowning? Or when they say the ice caps would be gone by this year, 3 years ago, and they're getting bigger? Or when they say any climate change is abnormal? It's nothing but scaremongering to accept world government run by a private banking system. All right, I'm done ranting. We've only got 10 minutes with Robert Wanick, who's been persecuted. We'll be rolling video in the background without audio of his YouTube video where he describes this. Robert Wanick, great 9/11 truth activist, great patriot. He is in high school, and he's won one of our postering contests before. And this time he got expelled for handing out the actual inserts that show you what's really in the flu vaccine. They admit there's mercury. It can cause Guillain-Barré, brain damage, neurological disorders, cancer. They don't want that being handed out. So he's trying to warn fellow students in his off time at school, and this is what happened to him. Robert Wanick, tell us again where you're hailing from and exactly what happened to you.
Well, thanks for bringing me on today, Alex. I attend school in Breckenridge, Minnesota. I attend Breckenridge High School, and every Wednesday we have a group meeting of classes called Connections. Last Wednesday we were given forms to receive our H1N1 vaccines on Wednesday the 16th. I decided it would be a great idea if I'd fill out one of these forms and attend the clinic to educate others of the possible risks, which a school should actually promote self-education of students.
No, you're a prisoner. You're not allowed to do that. You're to keep your mouth shut, and only in supermaxes are you not allowed to talk to the other prisoners. So you're in a supermax.
Exactly what's happening. So first step that was taken was my principal called my mom and asked her if she had signed this H1N1 form, knowing that I'm anti-vaccine. She said yes because she supports the education of other students who may not be aware of the risks. So
they were already watching you and didn't know why you were agreeing to do it.
Exactly. They were calling my parents.
Well, that's what wardens do. You know, he's doing his job as a warden. Go ahead.
And so the 16th came this Wednesday, and they were calling the juniors down to the science room to get vaccines from Wilkin County Public Health. They called my name. I went down there with about 3 file folders of information that simply had the inserts of the H1N1 vaccine, the Novartis vaccine.
Yeah, you're like somebody in Tuskegee, Alabama, going and warning blacks not to be injected with syphilis. So you're a serious thought criminal. You're going to talk to people who are about to have a medical experiment done on them.
Absolutely. So my principal was at the door, and he said, Robert, you can go sit down. So I went and sat down next to a nurse. As soon as she told me to roll up my sleeve, I stood up and said, attention, I just want to hand out some information about vaccine risks. I only got a few flyers out before my principal came up, rammed his hand into my lower back, and started forcing me towards the door. I said, don't touch me, I'm leaving. He said, I'm just escorting you out. I was out of the room within 30 seconds, but I decided that I couldn't go back to class yet if these kids had no clue what they were putting in their bodies, so I decided to address the line. So I handed out about 30 flyers, one to each kid in line except for the science teacher's son who refused one, and many of them started dispersing and leaving the line. Others just said, you know, I have a choice, and
this is real rebellion against tyranny. But the science teacher kid, I'm a scientist. I don't look at what's in the vaccine. I trust my Soviet government. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so these students started leaving, and moments later I heard a student from inside the vaccine room say, I have a choice. I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to get it.
And so they didn't even know they had a choice, because all over the country it's come out. They are forcibly inoculating mainly elementary students because they don't know.
And the funny part about it was the nurse actually tried to almost tell him that it was mandatory.
Excuse me? Excuse me? What did you hear?
I heard him say, I don't want it. I'm not going to take it. And she said, your parents signed a form. You have to take it. And he said, I'm not taking it. And he walked out of the room. And all you heard was the public health officials trying to lobby his opinion to keep him in there, saying that.
But see, that's how this works. One person says no, and half the people in the line go, yeah, I don't want it either. They were just intimidated under the group psychology, the mob psychology, to do it.
And then once these students started walking in with these printed off flyers, they started asking questions like, have you guys heard of this? And the nurses either wanted to take the flyers or get these vaccines done as quick as they could, because every single student walked in with one. That's when my principal emerged in the hallway with a law enforcement officer and said, go back to class, Robert. He yelled at me down the hallway, or I'll have you arrested and removed from school grounds. And I said, I know the policy. You can't just override the policy. The policy for being out of class is a detention. And I was more than willing to take a detention to get these flyers out. And then after that, I decided I'd go back to class because I knew that they would ramp up the punishment. But at 1:30 is when my class ended, and they announced, any teachers or faculty that want the vaccine, please report to the science room. So the bell rang, and me and about 5 other students who are educated on the issue of vaccinations sprinted down to the science room.
So you came back with cavalry. I bet they didn't like that. Now you're trying to warn the adults of the mercury and the cancer viruses.
This time I came back with printed off articles of the 14-year-old student from Virginia who got Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I started telling people about how the Wilkin County Public Health form the kids were given said there's no link to GBS. And this started raising eyebrows because I had an article that directly links the swine flu to GBS. But the public health official was not about to let me in. She actually pushed me as I was going in the door and then put one hand on each side of the door and said, you're not coming through. So I could not get in. But what I did was I ducked and slid under her arm into the vaccine room where some teachers were already being vaccinated. I handed out about 3 or 4 flyers, and the science teacher comes up to me, and I said, just let me handle flyers. You can get your vaccine. I just want to handle flyers, and then I'll leave. He grabs me both hands by the shirt and says, get out. And right now I had a student with a camera just for protection in case I would get assaulted. And he goes, puts his hands out and says, I'm not assaulting you, and proceeds to ram me with his chest to make it look like he's not assaulting me. And he rams me out the door, and he notices that there's a student out there that has a camera. He doesn't know if the camera's filming or not filming, But this obviously upsets him because he just broke the law. He just put his hands on a minor. He goes to grab the camera, and the student does a handoff to me. I start walking down the hallway with the camera, and it takes him a while, but he notices, runs up to me, and what happened next was something that I didn't expect to happen. I thought he would ask me for the camera, but before asking me, he grabs me by my shoulders and says, "Give me the camera." Now, this is the policy is, if you refuse to give up an electronic device, you receive two detentions. Now, if the school was just and followed their policies, this would be definitely worth continuing my operation of...
But this guy is Judge Dredd, so he's going to physically punish you.
Yeah, so I said, "You know you're not getting the camera. Give me the two detentions." He goes, "It doesn't work that way for me." He then grabs me from behind as if he's bear-hugging me, but aggressively, and begins to jerk me around trying to get the camera, and which leads to me being flung sideways into a locker. I then got free and began to remove the memory card because I didn't want to be assaulted anymore in the hallway, so I figured I'd give him the camera and keep the memory card for any footage. And what he did now then was grab my wrist with the memory card on it, grab my wrist hard and say, and he said, "Give me the hard drive. You're not taking the hard drive."
So he wanted the evidence of what he's done. I have a special guest with us in the next hour, but we're going to come back in 1 minute while we're getting that guest ready and have you finish Robert Wanick. We've got your video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You have school witnesses, though, of what they did. Finish the story and what you're going to do to stand up against these tyrants, because if you let them beat you up, next they'll just intensify the abuse.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.